Win fast, win often. The Cash Fever jackpot starts at $20,000 and guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Only at Cash Creek Casino Resort. And now you can check the growing jackpot anytime online at cashcreek.com.
Crap doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Evident in today's sectarian violence, how far there is to go in Iraq. More than 100 Iraqis died in Shiite neighborhoods, including at least 65 at Baghdad University.
While warning that sectarian violence in Iraq may spiral out of control, President Bush stopped short of embracing the UN estimate that over 34,000 civilians were killed there in the year just ended.
I hear all kinds of different numbers, but the fact is there's too many have died as the result of Shias killing Sunnis, Sunnis killing Shias.
Interviewed by Jim Lehrer for the PBS NewsHour, Mr. Bush said his plan to help Iraqi forces end the violence is the best way forward. If the U.S. doesn't step up, he says, the violence will get a lot worse. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
California fruit growers took a hit from the cold snap. Some say they lost as much as half their crop. In Oklahoma, CBS's Kelly Cobiea.
Trees are still caked with ice, and even when they start to thaw under a little bit of sun, they start bending, they break again, and they can tear down a line. So you have power crews who are in here trying to restore power. They want to get people back up, but they also face this conundrum of, you know, fixing a line and then 5 minutes later having it go down again, or maybe half a day later having it go down again.
Noah Markham's parents know he's a survivor. His mom, Rebecca.
He survived it before he was even born.
Noah was a frozen embryo rescued from Katrina's flood. He can thank his dad, the police officer, for that. He stayed behind to work and saved about 1,000 frozen embryos.
I'd like to introduce the world to Noah Benton Markham.
A cousin said all babies are miracles. This one is just special. A great white shark on exhibit for the past 4 months at the Monterey Bay Aquarium has been set free, released into the Pacific today to go look for sea lions or swimmers to eat, whatever it can find. NASCAR racer Benny Parsons has died. It was lung cancer, not fast cars, that killed him. He was 65.
He had nothing on his mind but racing and talked good about it, tried to build a sport. He was one of the pioneers to have the sport where it is right now.
That's 72-year-old James Hilton in Daytona to qualify for next month's 500. Still racing. Parsons was the NASCAR champ in 73, a kid who grew up dirt poor in North Carolina, drove a cab in Detroit, and went racing on the big ovals. Clearing snow can be risky. In Ottawa, Canada, an 86-year-old man, 86, was clearing the snow off his car. It started rolling backward. He tried to stop it, got behind it, pushed, but it pushed him across the street where he tripped on a curb. The car kept going till it hit the front porch of his neighbor's house. The man, mighty nimble for age 86, dodged away from the bumper, and though the car ran over his hand, he's okay. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 26.5 points. The Nasdaq lost 5. Oil prices today, $51.21 a barrel, down $1.78. This is CBS News.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
Kenny Mayne here with Walt at the driving range.
Right in the woods, shanked it.
Walt's a bad driver when it comes to golfing.
Terrible.
But he's a good driver on the road, and Progressive Direct rewards good drivers.
Come on, Walt. Once.
In fact, good drivers like Walt, who switched to Progressive last year, saved hundreds.
Ah, jeez, look at that four!
Which can buy Walt some golf lessons. See what you can save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today.
I love this game!
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Rates and potential savings will vary.
The Navy has announced its next aircraft carrier will be the USS Gerald R. Ford. Ford died a couple of weeks ago, as you know. He served in the Navy during World War II. Some U.S. troops coming home from Iraq, as from any war zone, will have emotional problems.
When American troops eventually start returning from Iraq, the mental health system must be able to handle the expected surge of post-traumatic stress disorder. An Institute of Medicine panel has just begun reviewing the best ways to treat PTSD. VA mental health consultant Antoinette Zeiss focused the panel on the growing number of Iraq war vets with wounds from improvised explosive devices.
How does one adapt effective treatment for PTSD to those who have traumatic brain injury?
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Picking a jury in Atlanta for the theft case against a former Coca-Cola secretary who allegedly tried to sell trade secrets to Pepsi. She faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. Joya Williams claims she was duped by con men to get involved. Harley Carnes, CBS.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
How's 1,000 free minutes sound?
Wow, are they anytime minutes?
Well, they're anytime minutes.
That's what I said.
You said anytime minutes.
So did you.
I said anytime minutes.
I just thought you said anytime with, like, a little accent.
Well, that's what I wanted you to think.
Okay, so what are anytime minutes?
Well, they're like anytime minutes, only the window of time where you can actually use them is very small. It's any, if you will.
How small?
Sundays from 4:11 a.m. to 4:12 a.m.
Wow, that's any weenie.
I love rhymes.
Stop counting minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime. And there's no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
It at kctc.com. We stream live 1320leftchannel.com. And what I want to remind you about your homework assignment, which is to tell as many people as possible that Enid Live is here, that KCTC is here 5 days a week, except for Martin Luther King Jr. Day and the days that we are out. We have what I think is a pretty vibrant and compelling conversation for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, from 3 to 7 right here. And it doesn't cost you one single penny. We are one of the greatest bargains in the universe here. It doesn't cost you one single penny to be heard by the zillions of people who listen to this program. And if you're doing your homework assignment, zillions more will find out about us. So you could potentially change the dialogue. You could make us laugh. You could amuse us. You could give us insight, a fresh take on a subject. There are any number of ways that your thoughts are welcome here. And really, the more of you who call, the richer, the more interesting the conversation becomes. So let me give you the numbers. They're always toll-free. It doesn't cost you a penny to call Enid Live. If you're in the 916 area code, it's 349-1320. And if you're not, it's 866-626. 1320, toll free, and we know that most of you never call a talk radio show because we know that about 99.9% of you just listen, and it's a teeniest percentage, a fraction really of a percentage that calls in. So we would love to have more of you participate. When we last left each other, a couple of things. I was en route to San Francisco to watch the Garrison Prairie Home Companion. I guess I shouldn't be talking about what's on public radio, but it is an extraordinary show. And I think he's been doing it since the 70s, on and off, but mostly on. It is amazing. And let me tell you something. This is really incredible. I think there are about 3 or 4 balconies in the War Memorial, the Opera House in San Francisco. It was a sold-out audience for something that you can listen to on the radio for free. So I don't know what the tickets cost because I was a guest of someone, but you know, I can't imagine that they, you know, no tickets are hugely inexpensive anymore, even for a radio show. And the way they do it is amazing. And Keeler does it without notes, pretty much. And they don't start even rehearsing, I think, until Thursday or Friday. I think Friday is their first rehearsal, and then they do a Saturday morning rehearsal. And they are an amazing group of people. The musicians have all played with really stellar groups, and they've all been together for a while. Keeler has been turning this out at a high level, so high a level that we take it for granted. But I was thinking about this later. We don't, this is a society with steadily declining levels of everything, of standards. You know, it's a race to the bottom. Look at a lot of television. It's a race to the bottom. And things that are good really don't find the huge audiences. In fact, there was a story in the San Francisco Chronicle yesterday, I think, or was it today? It might have been yesterday or the day before. Black Oak Books, which is just a wonderful, wonderful bookstore. It's looking for a buyer. The whole book business has changed. I was in Elaine Petrocelli's bookstore, Book Passage, and she has tons of classes, and she has tons of authors coming through. And it was, what night? It was Saturday night. And there were hardly any people in there. I bet you they were all at the nearby Barnes & Noble, which they're flanking all these independent bookstores. And since about 1993, I think half the independent bookstores in the country have closed down. According to published reports, the number of independent bookstores nationwide has dropped by half since 1993. So that is a bell. That's the canary in the coal mine. And so when you see a show like Garrison Keillor's, it is at such a high level that it reminds you that things used to be at a higher level and they are really steadily dropping. And he's cranking it out week after week at such a high level that the bottom, the underbelly of it all, is that you begin to take it for granted. You just assume a high quality every week without realizing the genius that goes into it. They have a sound guy who from old time radio. Remember when, if you heard all those when radio was kinds of shows that aired in the 30s and in the 40s and in the 50s, they had radio sound people because it was all a theater of the imagination. Well, I can't imagine that anybody can do it except they have one guy who can do it now. And he makes this incredible sound effect, some with his mouth, some with objects. And he is an actor, and he is a writer, so he's sort of part of their little company. And they have a couple of actors, Tim Russell, Sue Scott, the band, Maria Muldaur, whom you know from Midnight at the Oasis, and she's a big Bay Area personality. She sang, and then there was a group called the Stairwell Sisters, and they were fantastic. And they just do kind of rhythm and vintage kind of music, and they were wonderful. All in all, it was, and they don't stop. This is a live radio show. They don't stop. They don't tape. They don't fix any errors. If there were any errors, I didn't hear them. It was utterly transfixed. You know, you were just transfixed to watch this. And so if you have an opportunity, if Garrison Keillor ever comes to Sacramento, I would say run, don't walk, to get tickets. And if he comes anywhere near wherever you are, whether it's back again to San Francisco, and he told this great story about how around the Summer of Love, around 1967, he really wanted to move to San Francisco. And he talked about how, and he does, he's got this incredible way. He even did a little opera because we were in the War Memorial, you know, we were in the Opera House at San Francisco. So he thought it was probably the first time the band ever did some opera. And it was great with these lyrics that he had written. It was just charming and hilarious. And although it's quaint and nostalgic and small-time America, it's also ironic and it's hip and it's knowing and it's wise. And there's, you know, just a tremendous array of talent that put the scene together. And they are so well tuned with each other that they do it every week. I mean, it's just amazing when you realize what goes into it. It looks like all brilliant things, effortless. And I'm sure it is not effortless. Maybe it is for them because they're such geniuses. But, wow, it was impressive in every single way and elegant. No spare anything, no too much of anything, and no not enough of something else. It was just right. It was completely perfect. It was one of those rare moments. It was pretty wonderful, pretty wonderful. So that level of creativity, that level of imagination, you don't see it too much. You're seeing bookstores closing. You are seeing independent bookstores closing. And the big box retailers, the big bookstores, you pretty much, you walk into those bookstores, you know, they're fine and everything. But still, if you want a little bit of an out-of-the-way kind of a book, they usually don't have it. They have the blockbusters, they have, you know, the top sellers. But anything that's a little bit eccentric, and bookstores like Black Oak Bookstores, they are sort of eccentric. And that's what you love about them, because you look around and you see things that you didn't even know you wanted to know more about, or you didn't even know you wanted to read about. And these bookstores are all sort of on the endangered list. And so what does this tell us about what's going on in American life? People aren't reading newspapers to the extent that they once did. I mean, I saw my bee today. It looked pretty anorexic. It usually isn't looking so skimpy. Was it yesterday or today? I think both. It looked kind of on the anorexic side, a little bit like the San Francisco Chronicle. 349-1320-866-2613-20. So what are your thoughts about quality? And let me recommend a movie. I saw a movie I've been wanting to see as soon as I read the reviews. I will see anything that Judi Dench is in. And it just opened in Sacramento over the weekend. Go see Notes on a Scandal. It probably won't stay around long because it's not one of those blockbuster kinds of films. But it's Judi Dench and Cate Blanchett, and it is terrific. And it's not long. It is terrific film. It is well written. The screenwriter who did it also did the film Closer, which was superb and didn't last very long in the theaters either. And that was directed by Mike Nichols. So these quality films, they don't really find the big audiences the way they once did. Nobody grows up now to want to be a writer, really, except for TV or films where they can make a lot of money. It doesn't have the same cachet. And again, what does that say about the society? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Bill in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on your comments about Prairie Home Companion. It's been one of my favorites for years, and unfortunately I don't listen to it as much as I used to. But if people who aren't familiar with it, if you check out the movie, it's on DVD now, The Prairie Home Companion that Robert Altman made last year.
It is his last film. It was Altman's last film. I saw the film, and I won't say it was one among Altman's most brilliant films, and since I like a I think that angel part, that was an odd plot device, and that didn't work for me. But it was an interesting film, and Meryl Streep and Lily Tomlin are great, and I'll watch anything by Altman, so...
Yeah, and I think it gives you a really good feel for the show, because even the way the movie was put together, of course, it's perfectly choreographed, but it gives you the sense of you're just sitting in on the show of what's happening. And,
but the show itself is very different from what was portrayed on a Prairie Home on the movie.
Well, as far as the show goes, yeah, but what I mean is it gives you a feel of how Garrison Keillor sort of runs things, and he's very subtle in his direction, but he keeps things pretty tightly organized.
I get the feeling that he may be subtle in his direction, but he can be a little curmudgeonly, and he knows what he wants. I get that feeling about him. He's been married about 3 or 4 times. I don't know that it's always smooth sailing with him, but he's amazing. He does a column for, he used to do a column for Salon.com called Ask Mr. Blue, and it was an advice column. And it was some of the most wise, wonderful advice. There's something very wise about his advice and very comforting about his voice.
Oh, yeah, and his fictional town of Lake Wobegon is probably the place that, if I had a choice to go to, any fictional place, it would be Lake Wobegon.
Lake Wobegon. Well, I want to say something about that. Bill, thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. Here's what he started to he told us a story about wanting to come to San Francisco around the Summer of Love in 1967, and wanting to move into this, co-op, but that's not right, in Bolinas, not a co-op, a commune in Bolinas. And he said, and then what happened was he had a baby 6 months later somehow, and then there was a mother-in-law, and I don't know if he was married or he wasn't, but now he couldn't wait to get out of Minnesota, and now he was stuck in Minnesota. But being stuck in Minnesota, and he had a mother-in-law who was really supportive, somehow gave rise to Lake Wobegon and all that followed. And he said, if I had come to San Francisco, I would have stayed in the commune in Bolinas for maybe a year. He said, and then I would have wound up selling for Levi Strauss or something like that. He said, and I never would have done any of this. And it's so funny how life is circuitous. The thing you think you want is not always the thing that life throws at you, and sometimes it throws something so much better than you could have imagined, but it doesn't look better for a long time. And so by staying in Minnesota, instead of running around and coming to California, which many people did, they couldn't wait to get out of the Midwest, He stayed where he was, and now, of course, he has an apartment in New York. And I think they have a Prairie Home Companion cruise, which I heard is sort of the bane of the cruise world because they have casinos on some of those cruises, and that crowd that signs up for Prairie Home Companion, I don't think they're big gamblers. I think the casinos feel a little on the stiff side when that group takes over. But so there have been and several bestsellers with Lake Wobegon in the title, and he writes for the New York. I mean, he is amazing, and he just, this stuff just spills out of him. And when he delivers this stuff, I don't know if he has a photographic memory, but he will do these long riffs, the long riff on what happens in Lake Wobegon that week. He does it without notes, no notes at all. It just is an amazing riff. He may write it, maybe he remembers it, but it sounds like it's coming, like he's spinning it out that second. Amazing, amazing talent. I mean, we don't have a clue. And it really brings you back to the idea that there is probably a tremendous amount of talent around, but not very many venues for it. And more and more and more, there is that law in economics, Gresham's Law, I think it's called. Cheap money drives dear money out of circulation. Cheap money drives dear money. So the crappy stuff is what drives the good stuff. Unless you every once in a while a really good movie comes along, every once in a while a really good book comes along, every once in a while a really good thing on television comes along. But in the main, not really. It's like all the furniture. Buying furniture used to be such a big ticket item. You'd agonize for 5,000 years before you plunk down your cash for anything. And now it's all made in China. It all costs $14.95. It doesn't matter. It's all disposable. And that's kind of how a lot of American life and certainly a lot of culture has become, unfortunately. You may have thoughts about that. You may have thoughts about how that is the canary in the coal mine, about that being a bellwether for the coarsening, the cheapening of the society. It used to be, I saw it a long time ago when I saw, I was in New Mexico, and I saw people who went to Harvard pretend to be really down home and wear, plaid flannel shirts and kicker boots and so on, and pretend to be white trash. And then it got to be fashionable to pretend to be white trash. And then we all sort of became white trash in one form or another. So you can talk about the decline and fall of almost everything, and I'm happy to do it. It's a sad moment. But we like to think of ourselves here on Enid Live as a bastion of standards, as a bastion of quality, as certainly as a bastion of the kind of conversation Gwyneth Paltrow felt that she had to flee the United States from in order to find in Europe and in England. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our weather tonight, 29 degrees. We're going to see highs tomorrow about 55. I was hoping, for heaven's sakes, by at least the middle of January, that it was going to warm up at least a little bit. But, you know, I was in Tahoe this weekend, and it was 2 below. So, hey, we should be so excited. It's 48 degrees here. And our traffic, southbound 99, I see no incidences. It's actually, you know, moving on pretty skillfully there, about 55, 60 miles per hour. Westbound 50, just west of Greenstone, we have a two-car crash. And eastbound 50 at 59th, there is a vehicle in the middle there blocking the freeway service or onto the on-ramp. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio, AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel. I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Sacramento home.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's At
AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on an extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays, right here on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation at 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. We're talking about the decline of culture, and the only bad thing that happened over the weekend was that seeing the Prairie Home Companion, it was so cold that your goddess was wearing gloves, and because it was so cold, my fingers shriveled up, and this lovely little ring I was wearing and that I liked a lot must have fallen off when I pulled my gloves off, because I didn't discover it till a lot later, and then by then it was gone. So somebody will find a pretty little 18-karat gold Italian enameled ring. My gift to the universe, I guess, and I guess we're all just renters in this universe anyway. Speaking of which, that I'm announcing. Remember the Secret Santa Claus, the guy named Larry Stewart, who was 58 and for a long time gave away money to people at Christmas. He started out with $20 bills and then he moved up into higher amounts and gave out over about $1.3 million. And he really only went public recently because he was ill. Well, he died. He was 58 years old. He was the millionaire who became known as the Secret Santa for his habit of roaming the streets each December and anonymously handing money to people. The cause was complications from esophageal cancer. Said a spokesperson, but for over 26 years, he gave out $1.3 million and gained international attention for doing it. So here's the thing. You do a thing because it's the right thing to do. If you do it because you hope to get something from it, what you get from it perhaps is satisfaction. You know you've helped somebody, but it didn't cause him. I was thinking about this. He was 58 when he died. It didn't cause him to live to be 158, only to be 58 years old. So maybe he would have only been 28 if he hadn't given away so much money. Hard to know that. A couple of things I want to catch us up on, and that's John Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle. He is, as we said yesterday, a little bit more, and this and the B. Doolittle's wife is curtailing her funding role, so he is going to hire an outside somebody to raise money. He's not going to pay his wife 15%. He's going to pay somebody else because it would have gone right into the household coffers. And he tried to make it sound like his wife did this when there were tough elections. He has never had a tough election until this one. I think his opponent in the last election before Charlie Brown ran against him had maybe $2,300 altogether. So it was just a way to scarf down more money. And he says he's pledging a 10-step program. He's going to be more available in the district. We wish we could see less of him. You know, there is something odd about him. There's something girly about John Doolittle, don't you think? 349-1320. He is still against a wage hike for the Mariana, Northern Northern Mariana Islands a week after taking control of Congress. Democrats are already dismantling the work of disgraced and convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff, beginning on the far side of the Pacific Ocean. On Wednesday, when the House of Representatives voted to raise the minimum wage, it also extended the increase to the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, where the minimum wage has been $3.05 for a decade. $3.05 for a decade, thanks in part to Abramoff's efforts to keep it there. Separately, a Senate committee has begun asking questions about immigration policy in the Northern Marianas. But anyway, Doolittle is against the increase in the hourly wages for the Northern Mariana Islands. I don't know why. You could ask him about that. The Assembly is looking into the possibility of banning trans fats. Scratched into a concrete slab behind the Pancake Circus restaurant near downtown Sacramento is the mantra that has been drawing customers for decades. Eat pancakes, good for you. At the popular breakfast spot, customers sit down daily for a syrup-drenched taste of the place's signature dish. Well, it's not only... And the owner says that trans fats make it taste better, and if you don't have trans fats, it won't taste as well. And anyway, world headquarters there for carbs, I think, at the Pancake Circus. But what do I know? So there is a possibility that trans fats will be banned in restaurants in the state of California. You have any thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Now, cigarettes are legal, but trans fats wouldn't be legal. Now, I'm not advocating for trans fats because you want to keep away from them. They are not good for you. Where is that slippery slope? If we're saying cigarettes, as long as we put that warning label on cigarettes, which are not good for you, they can kill you. Trans fats can kill you. Lots of things can kill you. And where do we draw that line? I think maybe you let people know that there are trans fats, and then they make a decision about it. Is that one way of doing it? 349-1320? Or maybe you don't think to ask. You don't realize how dangerous. You go to a restaurant. You don't know what they put. And if you're not nice to the waiter, he spits in your food on top of it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The Wall Street Journal is calling Arnold Schwarzenegger Schwartz and Kennedy. Or maybe they call themselves Schwartz and Shriver. I don't know. Schwartz and Kennedy. We've seen Arnold's healthcare movie before. The legislative analyst, Elizabeth Hill, thinks that the governor's budget is risky. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's budget is filled with risky assumptions and optimistic outlooks. And this according to Elizabeth Hill, she is the nonpartisan legislative analyst. She said the governor's 2007-2008 budget proposal has an unusually high number of potential problems. Our sense is that the actual amount of budget savings and new revenue will ultimately fall short of the level outlined by the administration. So she thinks it's a very risky, risky budget, she thinks, and she's nonpartisan. 349-1320. And the governor, Schwartz and Kennedy, Schwartz and Shriver, Schwartz and Klutz, Schwartz and Havel, Schwartz and Schnorzy is backing Dickey's plan for Iraq. He is backing the surge. Well, anything that smacks of a bulge, Schnorzy's going to go for. Bucking the disenchanted views of most Americans about the war, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said that he supports President Bush's plan to increase the number of troops in Iraq. I think we should give it everything, he said, when asked in a pre-taped TV interview whether he supported Bush's plan to send an additional 21,000 troops. 21,000 troops are not going to do it. And this administration is already setting up the Maliki government for a fall because the expectations were higher, and everybody knew that going in, and this government. Listen, they bungled the execution of Saddam's half-brother. They bungled Saddam's execution. They can't even get an execution right. Oh, and there are drop charts. You know, it turns out that the half-brother was decapitated. There are drop charts that sort of the physics of an execution that are circulated all over the world, and they got it wrong. So they can't do an execution, and they can't execute this plan either. 349-1320. So Arnold Schwarzenegger, those of you who voted for him, those of you who are progressives, those of you who are Democrats, those of you who were seduced by his celebrity, and you voted for him, he is backing Dickey on the troop surge. He thinks this is great, and this is our chance to do it. He says, I don't try to please the conservatives. I don't try to please the liberals. But the governor's position on the war is not in line with the majority of the electorate's views. The USA Today Gallup poll conducted last week found that 85% of us favor withdrawing from Iraq. Only 12% support sending more troops to Iraq. Only 12%. Bob Mulholland, you know, that the tart-tongued, ever-sarcastic Bob Mulholland, who was an advisor and a longtime Democratic Party strategist, an advisor to Phil Angelides, he said this will be a blow to anyone who hopes that Schwarzenegger is in the center. But Dan Schnurr, who is a Republican operative, disagreed with Mulholland. He says this is what being a postpartisan depression. This is what being a postpartisan governor looks like, Schnurr said. He leans left on some things, and he leans right on other things, and for every universal health care plan, there's a troop surge. It all balances out in the center. Does it? Does it balance out in the center? Do you think it balances out in the center? I'm not so sure about that. Or is this a spin? Is this a spin? Governorship. And let me share with you, because the Los Angeles Times, after it has done, had done, and now it's new management, and the Times also is up for sale, so that's its own story. But the Los Angeles Times did a huge expose of 17 women who felt sexually violated by Arnold, a whole list of women who came forward. And they did a huge investigative story, and now, In an editorial, they want the Constitution changed so that Arnold can run for president. And I have some juicy facts that I want to share with you, but there is this really terrific picture. Remember the pink suit that Jackie Kennedy wore the day of the assassination, that iconic pink suit, a Chanel suit with, I think, a navy blue lapels? And then a matching pillbox hat. Well, here is Arnold dressed in that very outfit with the pillbox hat on his head. And in the Jackie Kennedy, they stripped his head in instead of hers. And somehow it works. Somehow it looks appropriate. I want to share some of the things we've forgotten about Arnold that I think are important to remember as this drumbeat. And apparently it's a big Republican operative who's now running the Los Angeles Times. This big drumbeat for the Constitution to be changed so Arnold can be our president. I will share that with you as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. You can join the conversation at 349-1320. Arnold is supporting the troop surge in Iraq. Does that mean that you want to withdraw your support from Arnold in case you support him in the first place? You are listening to Enid Live. And time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid's sunny but not warm for the next couple of days. I guess we're going to see some partly cloudy. It's going to be partly cloudy on until Friday or Saturday. Hopefully some more sunshine, though, showing up on Sunday. Lows tonight, 29. Highs, 55 for tomorrow. We're 49. Traffic 50 eastbound at 59th Street. We do have freeway service block right there. It's actually just in the left-hand lane where the on-ramp is. It's going pretty slow. College Oak Drive at Madison Avenue, we have a two-car crash. And Forest Hill Road just west of Lincoln, we have a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Nothing pumps me up more than when fans tell me I love the game.
Number 23, Kevin Hodges.
This is Kevin Martin from the Sacramento Kings. Metro PCS loves the Kings, and I'm a fan of Metro PCS.
For just $45 a month, I can talk and text all I want, and there's no contract. If you live, work, and play in Northern California, get permission to speak freely to Metro PCS. Tell them Kevin sent you.
Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long-distance coverage in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that.
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at SacRadioThon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe, or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Locke on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the quality that you find in shows like Prairie Home Companion. I shouldn't be talking about an NPR show, but it is a very good radio show. It is unique, really. The level of giftedness in that show is just amazing. Now, some people hate it. Alex Kaczynski, who is a self-described cosmetic surgery junkie and wrote a book about it. Like, she's had dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens, and she's only in her 30s, cosmetic procedures, says she'd rather have her eyeballs ripped out than have to listen to a Prairie Home Companion, but I think that tells us where she is. And Black Oak Books is putting itself up for sale. Two wonderful bookstores, if you've ever... One of them is in the Gourmet Ghetto in Berkeley. If you've ever been there, not too far from, I don't think not too far from Chez Panisse, unless it's moved, and a bunch of wonderful foodie places over there. Half of the independent bookstores since 1993. So in the space of, 14 years or so, have closed in the country. Half of them have closed. So we're not reading. We don't have the same level of standards as we did. We're not reading newspapers. The circulation is down. People aren't buying books in the same amounts as they have. Book sales are down. You know, what do we have? We have books like the O.J. book. That's what we have, those kind of books. Those sell. And we're also talking about the governor. We're talking about the fact that he supports the troop surge. He thinks that's just a really great idea. So just when you think that maybe this isn't just rhetoric, maybe he's being, centrist, and maybe he's neither a Republican nor a Democrat, or as the Wall Street Journal likes to call him, Schwartz and Kennedy, then he does something like support the troop surge and support the president, which I think sounds illiterate, really. I think, he wants to win, and that's really nice, but and maybe he's making a stab at being a Republican again. I don't know, but he is supporting the president and the troop surge. 20,000, 21,000 isn't going to do it. It's just a way to hang on to the presidency and not declare yourself a failure until it gets handed off to whoever follows and has to do the mop-up for this regime. And you have the Los Angeles Times, which not very long ago did a whole investigative series on Arnold and all the women that he has kind of assaulted, and now they're touting him for president. Now the Constitution ought to be changed to accommodate Arnold because he was not not born in this country, but he's a citizen of two countries, which apparently nobody realizes, both of Austria and of the U.S. So after turning to politics when his Hollywood career tanked, Arnold Schwarzenegger finagled to get free national TV FaceTime by presenting the Golden Globe for Best Dramatic Picture last night. But far more interesting is the Los Angeles Times editorial urging that Schwarzenegger be allowed to run for U.S. president. He can't because he's not a natural-born citizen. And this is Nikki Fink writing, and she is, pretty tart-tongued, and she doesn't pull her punches. She says... what's astonishing to me is how the LA Times editorial board didn't even bother to do its research. It didn't even know that Schwarzenegger holds dual citizenship in the U.S. and in Austria. And then there was a woman who wrote a letter to the Times editorial people about the sexual harassment allegations against Schwarzenegger that the LA Times itself raised in a 2003 investigation, ironically with the help of that same woman. But the paper's management that okayed that probe, that investigation, is now gone, replaced by a new Los Angeles Times publisher, a man named David Hiller, who oversees editorials as a card-carrying Republican. He's also a friend of Rumsfeld, and he is an architect of the Reagan administration's controversial U.S. immigration policy that called for concentration camps, Nikki Fink writes. This woman, Karen Palmer, who helped the L.A. Times do this investigation, because she is involved with a group called the Rainbow Sisters Project for Rape Survivors, and she got some of these women to come forward who alleged sexual harassment by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they previously hadn't wanted to talk, so they felt like there would be recriminations, but 17 of them came forward. So she is writing to the Los Angeles Times, and she says, what's insulting is that Arnold Schwarzenegger, the subject of a Los Angeles Times investigative series published in 2003, which included interviews with 17 women accusing him of attempted rape, sexual battery, and or sexual harassment, is now deemed worthy of a Times campaign championing him as a presidential candidate. The Times editorial board, she writes, needs to reread the series to refresh their selective memories. For example, one woman recounted a frightening story to LA Times reporters about an incident while working on the movie Predator in 1986. She said Schwarzenegger followed her into a bathroom on a studio lot, grabbed her from behind. He clamped his right hand over my boob, she said, and was wrestling with me. He wouldn't let go. I fought him. The size of his biceps coming across my chest, they were enormous. I couldn't get away from him. Anytime you make a woman feel that vulnerable or that overpowered, it changes you forever. Enough said. So, I didn't know it was as raunchy as all of that, although we saw some pictures circulating around the Internet around the time of the campaign and the election. So here's Arnold. He's supporting the troop surge. He was able to reposition himself as a centrist. He has, according to the Los Angeles Times investigative probe of him, 17 women accused him of attempted rape, sexual battery, and or sexual harassment. 17 women, not one, he say, she say, 17 women. And now the Los Angeles Times, because a Republican is heading up the editorial board or the editorial pages, is pushing him as a potential president, as long as pushing the fixing of the or altering of the Constitution to allow somebody foreign born to be president of the United States. Now, we were talking, we started earlier about the decline of standards, and it's amazing to me that some people are able to reinvent themselves. And Arnold is one of those people. I don't know what magic he has, where 17 women have accused him of sexual rape, battery, sexual assault, all these allegations. There were lawsuits, there were settlements, the terms of which were confidential. And he gets to position himself as a centrist. He submits these ideas that are just blather, and he gets all this positive press for it. Everybody in the world couldn't wait to cover the swearing in, and if he just belches after eating too much or too little, it makes front page in the major newspapers in the country because he is a celebrity. And he has successfully managed, you know, this is a guy, has he read many books? Does he have really any ideas? Everybody hated his guts, you know, with the special election. His approval ratings couldn't really have been much worse. He was down for the count, and what do you know? He resurrected himself, and now he's everybody's shining example. In a year when no Republican could get elected, Arnold gets reelected or gets elected governor with this kind of baggage. I think this is just an amazing story. And if you have any thoughts about how he was able to do it, maybe the bar for him is set so low that you know, we like our guys to be rowdy and a little bit louche and a little bit weaselly and a little bit risque, and it's wink wink, and isn't he's our celebrity, and he's mouthing some of these platitudes that we think we want to hear, except for when he'll say things like, I support the president on the Iraq surge, and then you say, wait a minute, this guy has even fewer ideas than I thought he had. 349-1320, 866-620-6320. What are your thoughts about that? What are your thoughts about Arnold amnesia that the Los Angeles Times seems to be under the shroud of? They've forgotten that they've done a probe of him, and now they're pushing him to be president and pushing for the Constitution to be changed so that he can be president. This is a guy who is supporting the surge of troops in Iraq. The LA Times, which did this probe of 17 women coming forward to allege sexual harassment, rape, and so on, they have now decided that he's a worthy candidate to be president. Can you get your head around this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, northbound 99, just north of northbound I-5, we have a disabled vehicle. Right-hand side, slowing things down a little bit, but they're pretty far over the fog line. Southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road and southbound 99 and westbound Florin Road, we have a hit-and-run and a two-car crash going on there. Northbound I-5, just north of Lambert Road. And it looks like the 160 and American River Bridge, we have a two-car crash there. Emergency vehicles are on scene. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they've
been. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your ass. New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Everybody loves...
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I guess... Did silly.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays. We're talking about Schwarzenegger. He's supporting the president's troop surge, amazingly enough. And the LA Times, which did a very probing investigation of the sexual harassment allegation and rape charges against him. 17 women came forward. Suddenly there's somebody new, a Republican, in charge of their editorial pages. They're editorializing that the Constitution ought to be changed so that Schwartz and Kennedy can become a president of the United States. I mean, isn't it amazing that he got reelected? He was just able to charm the pants off the birds and the trees. Jane in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jane.
Hi. You'll have to excuse me. I've got a cold. But, you know, they're already touting Rudy Giuliani, and he is a scumbag of the earth. You know, if it hadn't have been for 9/11, that was the most tragic thing that we've had that I've ever experienced. And it was a gift from God to him, because he had his mistress installed in the home with his children and kicked his wife out.
No, I think the wife, the way I remember the story is the wife would not leave the governor's mansion, so he had his mistress, he was sleeping on the couch of a couple of gay friends of his, and he was, snorfling around with the mistress on the side.
In public,
they were canoodling in public.
Right. They were getting ready to recall him. And then he went around with crocodile tears, tore his shirt off, put blood all over himself. And my God, all of a sudden now he's just a gift of God to the Republican Party.
Well, I don't see how he can get any traction at all. First of all, his first wife was his cousin, and his second wife, with whom I don't even think.
Virginia.
I don't think any of the wives are on the website. The second one is the mother of his two children, and then the third one, you know, and he was cheating on. He missed, and you know, he was the one who, like Gary Condit, they like to put up the Ten Commandments. Commandments in public buildings, one commandment of which I believe is thou shalt not commit adultery.
Well,
so they like to have that so that
Enid,
you can remember it, huh?
Enid, I don't understand how anybody that fought in Germany in World War II could ever.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
President Bush says Iraq fumbled Saddam's execution.
It sent a mixed signal to the American people and the people around the world.
Senator Obama takes the plunge.
I'll be filing papers today to create a presidential exploratory committee.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush says the Iraqi government has still got some maturation to do. Interviewed for the PBS NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, Mr. Bush said the handling of Saddam Hussein's execution made it harder to convince Americans that Iraq's leadership deserves their support.
It's a confusing message. It basically says to people, look, you conducted a trial and gave Saddam justice that he didn't give to others, but then when it came time to execute him, it looked like it was kind of a revenge killing.
A day after two of Saddam's top aides were hanged, a surge of violence left more than 100 people dead, including scores killed by two powerful bombs at a Baghdad university. CBS News chief foreign correspondent Lara Logan is in the Iraqi capital.
Even here, you don't expect your children to go off to college and be blown up. It's impossible to say how many students will stay at home, but what we've seen as the violence has continued to get worse and worse, more classrooms standing empty, more schools closed, both primary schools, high schools, and now, of course, more universities that will have fewer and fewer students and fewer professors.
The U.S. military reports four American troops killed in Iraq. Now this.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah, I got it for a good price.
What kind is it?
Dunno.
What color?
No idea.
Four-door or two-door?
Haven't a clue. But hey, I got it for a good price.
Buying a car on price alone doesn't make much sense, so why buy car insurance that way? At Progressive Direct, we provide rates from other top companies plus 20 facts and figures, so you can compare on more than just price. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Illinois Senator Barack Obama has ended the suspense. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports he's formed a presidential exploratory committee.
Obama says he's responding to a hunger for a new kind of politics and so is taking the first legal step towards a 2008 presidential campaign and will decide by February 10th whether to start one in earnest. Though only a first-term Democratic senator, CBS News political analyst Dottie Lynch says he's connecting with voters.
He has generated a lot of excitement. He draws huge crowds on campuses. In the early primary states, he's really drawn a tremendous number of people.
Half a dozen other Democrats, including Senator Hillary Clinton and at least that many Republicans, are also pursuing possible presidential campaigns. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
There might be another name on the list before long. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is hinting that he might bid for the Democratic nomination. A baby born in Covington, Louisiana, wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for a heroic effort in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Officers in flat-bottom boats went into a flooded New Orleans hospital and rescued hundreds of frozen embryos. With the power out and temperatures rising, the embryos would have been destroyed. One of them belonged to Rebecca and Glenn Markham. It was later implanted, and today she delivered a healthy 8-pound, 6-ounce boy.
He's going to be studying Katrina in school, and knowing it's a huge part of history, and I'm going to be able to explain to him that he survived it before he was even born.
If it had been a girl, the Markhams say they definitely would not have named her Katrina. They've named their son Noah. The woman who tossed her three young sons to their deaths in San Francisco Bay has been found guilty of second-degree murder. Michael Devlin, the Missouri man arrested after two missing boys were found in his apartment, will be arraigned Thursday. The sheriff says Devlin's a quiet inmate. Today, the price of oil fell nearly $2 to a 19-month low of $51.21 a barrel. Oil's down more than 16% since the first of the year, but gasoline prices aren't.
We see retail gas prices rise much more quickly when oil prices rise, and they fall much more slowly when oil prices fall. One big reason for that is gas stations are not seeing their fuel costs drop as quickly as crude oil prices are dropping.
CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus says gas prices have started to slide, and that trend's expected to continue over the next few weeks. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Minutes after 4 o'clock, welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. It is where we have a really vibrant and compelling conversation, and the conversation is much richer for more of you who participate. So the more of you who chime in, the smarter we are, the more fun we have, the better the conversation becomes. And you can do it very easily. There's no charge ever. It's always toll free. We're one of the great free lunches that there's supposed to be no free lunch, but we have free conversation here. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com, and we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. 1320leftchannel.com. We're live. We're interactive. If you are at the office, if you are out of town, you can always keep abreast of what's going on. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the decline of quality in general. We're talking about the fact that independent bookstores since 1993, half of them have closed around the country. We're talking about the possibility of California legislating against trans fats so that in restaurants you won't be able to eat all that juicy, delectable, heart-stoppingly, you know, a delicious food made with trans fats. It will be against the law for restaurants to use trans fats in the cooking. My question is, not that I'm in favor of trans fats, but if cigarettes are legal and trans fats aren't, Is it, what's wrong with that picture? And at what point do we draw the line between what's good for you and what's not good for you? I mean, where does that slippery slope start to happen? Maybe we just notify you that there are trans fats in the food and they can kill you. Actually, I don't want to have any trans fats, and I'll sacrifice a little flavor for it. Not that you get all that much flavor anyway, even in these fancy restaurants where the reviews are so wonderful. We're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. We're talking about the fact that he's supporting the troop surge, Dickie's surge of 20,000 troops, and the fact that the Los Angeles Times, after having investigated him and all these allegations of rape and sexual harassment and so on, 17 women came forward. Now there's a change in the regime at the Los Angeles Times. A big-time Republican is in charge of the editorial pages, and he's pushing for the Constitution to be changed so somebody like Schnorzy can become president. What are your thoughts about that? How does this guy reinvent himself? And I want to talk about the fact that Obama has filed papers he's filing to become president. The Scooter Libby trial is underway. Al Gore has not yet made up his mind. We have a lot of things to consider as we continue. Chuck in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Chuck.
Hi. Hi. Yeah. Hey, you know, I remember back when Reagan got his second term as governor, and he said, hey, you know, George Murphy was in there. They were both movie guys. And he goes, hey, George, we're on The Late Show again. And then this year Arnold says, hey, I like to do sequels. It smacks of stupidity that people would put people like this in power and see what happens. And, you know, if they change the Constitution, what's this country going to do if a native-born Arab Muslim decides to run for president? This country will turn over literally everything, and you know, I mean, there's certain things that go on here that need to be established, and people
what goes on what goes on here stays here.
maybe what the Democrats have to start doing is going ahead and digging up some dirt like the Republicans keep trying, you know, keep doing on every, you know.
Well, here's my question about Arnold. How is it that everybody's got such a short memory when it comes to him? 17 women came forward. He's supporting the president on the troop surge. How is it that he's that one Republican in a year when people were voting the weasels out, they're voting the rascals out? How does he get elected? How does he manage to reinvent himself when just, you know, not much more than a year ago, everybody was down on him because of the special elections? His approval ratings couldn't be worse.
So what's going to happen now? Is he going to attack more workers like he did before last year?
I think his universal health care program is strong on language and short on possibilities and short on substance, and I don't think it's probably going to go anywhere, and it's not nearly as elegant as Sheila Kuehl's SB 840, which would be a far better program, and it would stiff the insurance companies, but Arnold's never going to do that. Arnold is going to, you know, kiss the giblets of these big corporations.
Yeah.
That's where he is. But I don't know how he manages to pull the wool over so many eyes. Apparently, he's got the same tricks down as Dickie did to get elected twice.
Yes. Well, when he came out and said he's for health care, at the same time, he was pushing behind our backs to deny health care.
Well, at the same time, he wants to cut welfare payments to children whose parents don't work, as though the children have any say as to whether or not their parents work.
Fault.
No, so I think he is just an actor reading whatever script suits him at the moment. And he's all over the place. I don't think, you know, with Arnold, I'm not sure there's a there.
Well, that's why we got to bring up the dirt and just disgrace this guy.
Chuck, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, Nancy and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Enid. Hey, I wonder about the last election because I looked on a website yesterday that's affiliated with Black Box Voting.
Yeah.
And there was like 14 or more counties that we know of in California that reported problems with voting machines. And I don't think anybody's really ever talked about this. So, you know, I'm not really sure that taking into consideration.
Yeah, but he won so, you know, and nobody in the Angelitas campaign alleged anything. And he won so, you know, he won so big.
Well, nobody, you know, the teachers, the correctional officers, the state workers, the nurses, doctors didn't vote for him. So who voted for this guy?
People who are among the barely comatose, apparently. We started out talking about the decline of quality in American life. The bookstores are, independent bookstores are closing left and right. You have now, you know, you're left with the big box retailers. If you want a slightly off the beaten path kind of a book, they never have it. They'll order it for you, but they never have it in stock. People, the book sales are down year to year. Newspaper circulation is down. I mean, what does this tell us about the society? So we're ripe for the manipulation of guys like Arnold or Dickey and Rove and that whole crowd.
I know. Well, I hope we all band together and
I think we're the last outpost of smarts and I like to think of smarts and brains. It's apparently a disappearing species. Oh, we're an endangered species. That's what we
right.
are.
Right.
We're an endangered species, so it's up to us to keep the beacon shining with our little brains generating enough candle power to keep the beacon shining. Nancy, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, Emily and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Emily.
Hi Enid. Arnold is going to break every promise he ever makes to people down underneath, which are the ones that are voting for him. I think, you know, maybe these are the people that grew up watching his movies and think that he's really a, some sort of superhero instead of a super liar and a super promise breaker. His very first promise that he made, or what he ran on when he was going against Gray Davis, was the after-school program for kids. When is that going to get funded?
Well, wasn't he going to investigate himself also when he got elected? To see whether he was really guilty of all the sexual harassment allegations?
Yes, and he's really good at invoking and manipulating himself behind the folds of the Kennedy family, who have been a great family in this country.
Well, that's...
My mother and my father would be spinning in their graves. They voted Democratic all their life. And here is this Republican man just winding himself around their legend, around their story.
Well, isn't he amazing that he was able to marry somebody and get that political cachet just by signing on the dotted line? I thank you, Emily.
Aren't we stupid?
Well, there you go. thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, Arnold did promise to investigate himself and all these allegations about his allegations of sexual harassment and rape and so on that he was supposed to have been had initiated. But if he investigated himself, I think he soon realized that he might be going blind, and so he abandoned that. He abandoned that program pretty quickly. That was yesterday. We're moving on. Americans are always moving on. We're moving forward. We're moving ahead. We're always moving. We're leaving the garbage behind. Did anybody see Dickey on 60 Minutes Sunday night? I did not, thank goodness. But the Borowitz report, breaking news: Bush's pants spontaneously combust on fire during 60 Minutes interview. President George W. Dickey Bush narrowly escaped serious injury last night when his pants spontaneously, Sunday night, when his pants spontaneously burst into flame during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes. Millions of Americans who tuned into the CBS News program to hear the president explain his rationale behind sending more troops to Iraq instead witnessed a freakish incident of spontaneous combustion. All seemed fine at the outset of the interview with no hint of an impending inferno, but then Mr. Bush opened his mouth, according to one eyewitness. As soon as the president began speaking, wisps of white smoke started to emanate from his pants region, and within seconds, his trousers were fully ablaze. Liar, liar, pants on fire. As flames began to lick the president's inner thigh, a stagehand could be heard in the background shouting, "Pants on fire! Pants on fire!" The District of Columbia Fire Department arrived at the CBS studio minutes later and extinguished the president's pants before the fire had a chance to spread to Andy Rooney. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said that Mr. Bush's penchant for setting his pants on fire may prevent him from making future State of the Union addresses to Congress, since his pants might be in violation of the House's new ban on smoking. But according to an historian, the spontaneous combustion of Mr. Bush's pants is not without precedent. Donald Rumsfeld's pants were on fire for the last 6 years. The Borowitz Report, satire. I didn't see the interview of Dickey on 60 Minutes. Anybody who did, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are about it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Not only did Dickey get no bump at all from his speech, but the approval ratings actually went down. And now this is everybody's attempt to go all over the places, you know, a lot of spin, a lot of PR, to try to give him some bump in the numbers, and it's not happening. Because I think finally people, it's the boy who cried wolf, I think finally people began to see what the problem was with him. I think they finally see through the smoke and mirrors. I think people are finally getting a sense that this is an administration that doesn't know what to do. And many years ago, when the administration was fresh and new, some journalists undertook to analyze Dick Cheney's decisions when he was running Halliburton, and his decisions were so horrible that if you did the opposite of what he would have advised you to do, you would have a higher success rate. So that's what we have with this administration. And as for Dickie's pants catching on fire, I hate to say I told you so, but it turns out that that happened to a Vallejo man just over the weekend. A cell phone, this is a true story, a cell phone in the front pocket of a Vallejo man's pants spontaneously combusted, quickly ignited his clothes, and left the man with second and third degree burns across at least half his body, according to investigators. He was apparently sleeping on a white, all-plastic lawn chair in his room late Saturday night and was awakened as he was ablaze. By the time authorities arrived shortly after midnight, he was on the floor of the bathroom. He was in stable condition, but the chair he was sitting on, which was plastic, had melted. The soccer jersey he was wearing, made of quick burning nylon, was almost completely burned away. There were burns all over his body. Federal authorities have reported very rare instances of cell phones catching on fire between roughly 2002 and 2004. The Federal Consumer Product Safety Commission received 83 reports of cell phones catching on fire or igniting. 83 reports. Now, I know everybody has got a cell phone plastered to, you all do. I am probably the last person in the universe who does not. And here's what they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know about the low-level radiation. And the San Francisco Chronicle, just over the weekend, did a piece about that. Some belief that the radiation harms brain tissue there. Really, the jury is out on a lot of this stuff. And so you've got to ask yourself, and nobody does because they are so seductive to use cell phones. Nobody says, what is the cost-to-benefit ratio here? Is it worth, frying my brains to chatter with my friend on the phone? Everybody was talking about the Macro Conference and Expo last week, and there's the new iPhone, and everybody thinks that's such a great idea. This is manna from heaven, and it's also going to be very expensive. But the millions of people who are expected to buy Apple's iPhone ought to consider this first, that mobile phones emit radiation. They cause damage to brain tissue and produce the kind of cancer that kills rats in lab experiments. Surfing the Internet, listening to your favorite iPod song, and texting a message to your lover all at the same time may seem like the ultimate in 21st century bohemia, but it's really a new form of self-torture, said one authority, and others who have spent years worrying about the effects of electromagnetic radiation. RFs and EMRs, I think. I forget the terminology because I used to work on some of these issues. They wanted to put up a cell phone tower near the houseboat where I was living, and we really got on it. This is where I got active as a citizen, dreading every second of it, but it turned out actually to be kind of fun, and it was productive because we got the County of Marin to regulate the siting of cell phone antennas. Nobody wants to think that they're putting a harmful thing next to their head. But the radiation is not merely confined to your cell phone. It goes everywhere, and everyone is being affected, whether they know it or not. So I don't know how that works, whether you don't have a cell phone, but you're standing next to somebody who's yakking away on a cell phone, and how far away do you have to be so that you're not affected. But I do know that there's low-level radiation. I do know that there have been disturbing experiments. I do know that the science, the chips really are not in on this. So, and here is a guy, the phone combusted, so these are not benign little happy creatures that put you in touch with the universe. There is a price to pay, and you have to ask yourself if it's worth it. And I always say, unless they're calling to tell me I won the lotto, which I don't even, play very often, I can wait. The call can wait till I get home. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You should know this. I'm probably the last person harping on this subject. But I really think we are. And remember, monitors put out radiation as well. So you've got kids, have them seated. They're still developing bodies. They shouldn't have cell phones, which parents feel comfortable when they do have them, so that it's like electronic monitoring of their children. But it's not so great for their developing bodies, and they should sit at least an arm's length away from any monitor, any computer monitor, any TV monitor. Frank and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, I have a protest.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I voted against Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's nothing but a chameleon.
Okay.
But the lady that you had on just before you went to the news break,
uh-huh.
Her comment, I take serious offense to that, about the German language and the accent.
Well, actually, his accent is different than German. It's Austrian, really. But
but I mean, the way her comment there, she can't stand a German accent or anything like that. She should get her head examined. I'm married to a German, and also I have a lot of German friends who can't stand Schwarzenegger either. And I take it as an insult to me and the German community.
So you think that her talking about a German accent and evocations of World War II is offensive? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do, because the way she said she can't stand the German accent.
All right. You have registered your protest, Frank, and maybe she's listening, and I thank you for doing it. 349-1320, Mike in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi. I was on board with the electromagnetic radiation debate back in the late 70s, and there was a... And electromagnetic radiation includes everything from cell towers to also high power lines. Anyway, there was one study that was done about 35 years ago by an epidemiologist named Nancy Wertheimer, and I had personal correspondence with her back then and also just a few years ago.
Okay, and what's...
She assured me that the stuff that comes out of your tailpipe is far worse than anything you would ever get from electromagnetic radiation.
There are a lot of studies, and mostly they're being conducted in Europe.
And the chips
are not in, Mike. I don't care what she says. There's a lot of controversy, and it's not settled science.
Sound. Okay. It's not
settled science. So I'm going to disagree with you. You can feel confident, if you want to, and you can do what you want. And so you can plaster one of these things to your head. But there are studies around that tell us that these are not benign little instruments. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Ian. It looks like Southbound 99 has not disappointed us again today. It's a little slow over there. Two-car crash on the right-hand side just past Fruit Ridge. Now, northbound 99, just south of Fruit Ridge, we have a vehicle on the right-hand side of the road. And eastbound I-2 just west of Madison Avenue, another disabled vehicle there slowing things down. Ian Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
According to Enid, we'll set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Hey, Jessica Boxley.
The internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
At the truth, AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars
can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, it's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
How's 1,000 free minutes sound?
Wow, are they anytime minutes?
Well, they're anytime minutes.
That's what I said.
You said anytime minutes.
So did you.
I said anytime minutes.
I just thought you said anytime with like a little accent.
Well, that's what I wanted you to think.
Okay, so what are anytime minutes?
Well, they're like anytime minutes, only the window of time where you can actually use them is very small. It's any, if you will.
How small?
Sundays from 4:11 a.m. to 4:12 a.m.
Wow, that's any weenie.
I love rhymes.
Stop counting minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime. And there's no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Times are strange. We got a free upgrade for snakes on a plane. I don't care. Pop a cheap champagne. We're going down in flames. Hey,
oh, I'm ready for it. Come on, bring it. Oh, I'm ready for it. Come on, bring it. Oh, I'm ready for it. Come on, bring it. Oh, I'm ready for it. Come on, bring it. Oh, I'm ready for it. Come on, bring it. Oh, honey, I'm gonna make it out alive. Kiss me goodbye. I can see the venom in your eyes. Goodbye.
4:29 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. And you can join the conversation, and the more of you who join the conversation, the better the conversation always is. And what we're talking about, we've been talking about many things. We've been talking about the government, a governor reinventing himself, about the LA Times reinventing itself. It's up for sale, by the way. It is suddenly pushing for Schwartzy to be president, this very same newspaper, and for the Constitution to be fixed so Schwartzy can be president, this very same paper that did an investigation, where 17 women came forward alleging sexual harassment, rape, and so on by Arnold. And you have to wonder, when 17 women come forward, how many women decided not to come forward? When there were 17 who were willing to talk, how many were not willing to talk? That's what you have to wonder about. We're also talking about his appearance on 60 Minutes where his pants were on fire. According to the Borowitz report. And it happened that in a true life story of a Vallejo man's cell phone caught on fire. Now, some of you are angry with me. You believe that it's settled science that mobile phones, cell phones are perfectly safe. They don't do any brain damage. They don't, you know, there's no problem with the use of them. But there are lots of studies that raise lots of questions, and it's far from settled. I think U.S. manufacturers don't like you to know that these phones work by emitting radiation. And they're not particularly good for little developing bodies, even though parents feel very comfortable about young kids having cell phones because that's, they feel that they can keep track of them that way and they won't be snatched off the city streets. So we're discussing that. We are discussing Schwarzenegger's backing of President Bush when it comes to sending 20,000 more troops in. And over the weekend, yet another disturbing story from this administration. So here it is. The military has expanded without anybody realizing that this happened, has expanded its intelligence role in the U.S. They are going after your financial records. They're not supposed to be doing it. We never knew that they were doing it. There is some little known provision that allows them to do it sort of in a limited way, but they have been doing it. So this is an administration that tells you nothing, wants to keep you in the dark. Everything is a secret. We still don't know who the advisors were on the energy panel to the vice president, to Dick Cheney. But they want to know everything about you. And have they caught any terrorists? They're opening up our mail in case anybody still gets mail that isn't just a bill or junk mail. They are listening in on our phone calls, and now it turns out they're looking at our financial records. Not simply the financial records of those of us who have international dealings, but those of us, the domestic financial records of about 500 of us, which would include many, many, looking at way more than 500, because every person that or company under investigation would have multiple financial dealings, so there would be lots and lots of records to look at per. The Pentagon has been using a little-known power to obtain banking and credit records of hundreds of Americans and others suspected of terrorism or espionage inside the U.S. And what is the basis for suspecting anybody of terrorism and espionage? In the case of James Yee, do you remember him? He's a former Muslim chaplain at Guantanamo. I think he was a graduate of one of the service academies, I want to say West Point. He was suspected in 2003 of aiding terror suspects imprisoned at the facility, but the military's espionage case against him soon collapsed. They don't have anything. They haven't gotten anybody on any of this stuff. This is just pretexting so that they can snoop through everything that is private. You call... Yeah, I have a friend whose dad, she and her sister have joint power of attorney, and their dad's 95 years old. And in pretty good health, as a matter of fact. 95 years old, if you can believe it. He takes one little half a tablet of blood pressure medication, and that's it, at 95. And they both have medical power of attorney. But the doctor, he's seeing some new doctors, and the new doctors don't know about the younger sister. They know about the older sister, but they don't. And I said, and the younger one wants to call and find out something. I said, they'll never tell you. They will not tell you over the phone because they have all these HIPAA policies in place that are completely bogus. They are completely a sham. You, as a daughter with medical power of attorney, both of them have it. She would have to show a document or something. She won't get any information until she goes through all of that. You're the 19-year-old clerk in the insurance company. Your insurance company knows everything. Everybody knows everything. But if you, the daughter with medical power of attorney, call in and ask, they're not going to give you anything unless they have copies and you fax them a request and they have a copy of your medical power of attorney and all that. I'm pretty sure that that's what she is going to find out. In the meantime, you have got the military opening up everything of yours. I mean, the idea of privacy is, forget about it. It's becoming quaint. There isn't any privacy when people are screeching at each other on cell phones all over the place. You hear attorneys disgorging confidential information in the dentist's office when they're screaming into their cell phone and you're listening to it. I don't know why it's as annoying. For somebody who likes to eavesdrop, I find it really annoying. But in any event, here is this administration, and of course, who's defending it? Cheney is defending it. The Pentagon has been using a little-known power to obtain banking and credit records of hundreds of Americans. The CIA has also been issuing what are known as national security letters to gain access to financial records from American companies, though it has done so only rarely. But here's the Pentagon doing it. The FBI, which is the lead agency on domestic counterterrorism and espionage, has issued thousands of national security letters demanding this information. Since the attacks of 9/11, provoking criticism and court challenges from civil liberties advocates, but it was not previously known, even to some senior counterterrorism officials, that the Pentagon and the CIA have been using their own, quote, non-compulsory versions of the letters. In other words, if you get one of these, if you're a banking institution, financial institution, and you get one of these, I think it means the non-compulsory nature of it means that you don't actually have to come up with any records. They can't make you do it. But I guess when you get something from a military authority, these entities cave and they send everything. They send all this financial data. The military and the CIA have long been restricted in their domestic intelligence operations, and both are barred from conducting traditional domestic law enforcement work. Are you as mad as I am about this administration, which has been incompetent in every way except one? And that is that they have been brilliant at spin. They have bungled. They're a bunch of losers. They're a bunch of bunglers. They're arrogant. The more they bungle, the more they lose, the more delusional they are. There's nobody in the bunker except for Barney and Laura now with Dickey. He gives a speech. He even goes in front of traditionally supportive audiences like military audiences, and they barely applaud him now. He gives a speech where he could expect a little bump up. Not only does he not get the bump up in the numbers, he gets a bump down. And now he's going on all the talk shows because he is delusional. Do you see how they have cut into this country where they're spying on us in a million different ways? They haven't caught anybody. There are people that are detained at Guantanamo. They're American citizens who have fallen through the cracks, and they have delivered very little. And if anything, they have made us far less safe from terrorism than what they would have been if they had done nothing. We are far more at risk. And where are the first responders, our first responders, in case anything happens, a natural disaster, an unnatural disaster? They're off incarcerated in Iraq. Stop loss orders. Forget citizen soldiers. You get in, it's Roach Motel. They check in, but they don't check out. Once they got you, they are not letting you go because they are stretched thin, and they don't have enough people to do the job that needed to be done. And 20,000 more isn't going to be enough, and those people's lives are going to be at risk. And the Chronicle had over the weekend these people coming back. It will break your heart. It was a huge story. People who are so shattered in body and mind from fighting in Iraq, they can't complete a thought. They are brain damaged. In one guy's case, his limbs are gone. He's also brain damaged. He has a hard time keeping a train of thought going. And look at how we have maimed these people who only a few months ago were full-bodied, healthy specimens, you know, in their 20s, and they come back. It just breaks your heart, the pictures. And we don't see that. We don't want to see it. We kind of have an inkling about it, but we don't want to know. This lying, horrible, the worst administration in anybody's memory. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. As we continue, I'll tell you what Dick Cheney has to say about that. And the Scooter Libby trial begins. They are getting a jury together, and I'll have information for you on that as well. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the Left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. I felt like Jack Bauer there listening to you for a minute. I was so excited. And I watched 24 the other night on Sunday. Wow, it was amazing. Yes, it was so good. Kiefer Sutherland, you know what? I wish he would just come and help me direct traffic. Dewey Drive and Madison Avenue, we have a two-car crash. Southbound 99 just south of Elk Grove Boulevard, we have a two-car crash there as well. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hot sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from Kevlar. chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, or a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins, just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth. AM 1320.
Nothing pumps me up more than when fans tell me I love the King. This is Kevin Martin from the Sacramento Kings. Metro PCS loves the King, and I'm a fan of Metro PCS. For just $45 a month, I can talk and text all I want, and there's no contract. If you live, work, and play in Northern California, get permission to speak freely with Metro PCS. Tell them Kevin sent you.
Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance coverage in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. And we're talking about this administration in every way. They have been deceptive, dishonest, incompetent, losers, made us less safe, listening in on our, now they're looking at little known provision, but they know. And guess what? They're pulling out all these, and I'll have some information for you on that as well, these various federal attorneys, the one that prosecuted Duke Cunningham. They're throwing these people out and putting in political hacks. I mean, under a little-known provision in the Patriot Act. This is amazing what the whole rejiggering of this country at the hands of these horrible, this horrible, incompetent, and I now think, I never thought this before, evil administration. 349-1320-866-620-61320. Do not be deluded by the amiable packaging, the stunned in the headlights, like a deer stunned by the headlights look of our, I think, medicated, if not completely addled, president. Don't be deceived by that. Underneath beats the evil of incognizance, of delusion, and more. And I will share why I think that. Mike and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Enid.
I believe the Democrats are on both sides of the issue. They want to keep this issue around of the war until maybe the next election 2 years from now. So they'll drag their feet instead of actually doing things to end the conflict. In fact, even their plans just are a troop withdrawal to the safer areas of Iraq, like the Iraqi Kurdistan. They'll still keep troops there because they want to be seen as the party to help get us out of the war. They'll eternally keep doing this. But we'll
wait a minute. You are saying that the Democrats, you are trying to accuse the Democrats of what the Republicans are actually doing, which is to run out the clock so that the defeat is not on Dickey's watch. He is going to hand it over to whomever his successor is, who's going to have to do the mop-up of this incompetent, incognizant, loser administration.
They want it too.
I think the Republicans, will you agree with me that the Republicans, Dickey wants to keep this thing going because he doesn't want the failure on his watch.
They absolutely, Bush told you that from the beginning, that this would be a long war. He has no intention of.
No, he didn't. They said it would be done and they'll be out of there in about a month. And don't you remember mission accomplished on the USS Abraham Lincoln?
You're right. Of course I'm right.
You got it. This is always right. Because she's left.
But in the beginning, when things didn't go well and we had to stay there, Bush is willing to stay. But the question is, do the Democrats really want to get out? If they want to get out, the only thing that they'll
I'm telling you,
is
here's
to get home.
Then let me say this, Mike. Look at the approval numbers, whether the Democrats want to get out or not, and I suspect that they do. I think everybody wants out, but they don't know how to do it. The American public definitely wants out, and the hard left can't get out. They want out yesterday. So I think it's going to be the people who will drive it because the approval ratings, he didn't get one single bump. In fact, his numbers went even lower after he gave that medicated speech last week.
Yes, you're right, but notice, the people who are going to hold us in will be the Democrats because they're in control now.
I hope they step up to the plate. I hope they roll up their sleeves and they do it.
They will prove that Hillary wants this war because it's a winning electoral issue. If the war's still around...
No, I don't think so. I don't know, but I think the more this...
Before she's elected, it doesn't help her.
Well, wait a minute, Mike. From one point of view, I think the more this war goes away that she voted to authorize... I think the better it would be for her from that point of view. Now, I haven't thought about the other strategic possibilities, but I do thank you for the call, and thanks for putting that out there. 349-1320, what do you think about what Mike said? Mike says the Democrats want to keep this war going because it's going to be good for them in the next election. I hope that's not right, and the American people don't want to keep this war going. And the right thing is to get out, not to send more, not to put good money after bad. Tony in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tony.
Yes, hi. I agree with you. This is the most evil administration in our history, and I'd say in our entire history. I have little faith that things are going to change because, frankly, the young people, and I'm not young, I'm 65, the young people are not outraged enough about this. And as long as they're not drafted, that's why Charlie Rangel was right, they don't care. They go shopping.
Well, I hope you're wrong about that. And I want to tell you about evil. Here's where evil gets to be, you know, it isn't like the movies where evil has got, wearing black and blood is dripping off of evil. The most evil sometimes is in the most amiable wrapping paper. And Murray Kempton, the writer, once said, the devil doesn't come into the room looking like the devil and acting like the devil. The devil comes into the room promising you a bigger audience. So, Dickey looks like he's such an amiable, the worst you can say about him is he looks like he's got a pants full, trying to pretend he's a John Wayne wannabe, but he is an evil man, and I thank you, Tony, for the call. 349-1320, what do you think about what Tony said, that there isn't enough outrage? We have one line open. Oh, well, we did have one line open. Frank and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Ian. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you.
My response to Mike needs to get his head out of his rear, because we don't have the troops out there in Iraq to do what we got to do, and the person that we need to send out there is Bush. And let him take care of himself.
Well, there you go. There's a plan.
He's the one that started.
He's a commander in chief. Let him go to Baghdad and lead the troops like only a commander in chief of his stature could do.
him and his whole damn family can go there for as much as I care.
Frank, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Now we have a line open. Don in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Don.
Enid.
Don, I'm going to spell... Don, let me spell my name for you. It's Enid. E-N-I-D. Enid.
Okay, Enid.
Or Dine, spelled backwards.
Mike needs to examine what he's talking about a little bit. Bush is the commander-in-chief. The Democrats can suggest they can pass resolutions, but they can't stop him. They cannot pull the troops out. It's not in their power. He's the commander.
Well, we're trying. We're trying with deauthorization. Murtha is saying, and some of the Democrats and Ted Kennedy are saying, they're going to restrict what Dickey can do with the power of the purse. It may be too late. I mean, he's already deploying the troops there.
Yeah, he's got that power, and they cannot stop him, in essence. They can sure suggest, and I hope to God they do, but I'm with your last caller. I'm a veteran of World War II, and I would love to see Bush and Cheney. It's the one way I'd hold a gun in my hand again if I could go and be their sergeant and put them in the field.
Well done.
Never ever hold a gun in my hand.
They have more important things to do. They have a subsequent commitment. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Laura in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Enid. I had two comments. One, when you were talking about the collection of personal private information by the government.
Yes.
You might be interested in a particular website. It's a nonprofit that's been around for some time. It's the Electronic Privacy Center.
Okay.
And what's particularly scary is one thing you will see pending before the legislature there that the ELC discusses. There's legislation designed to allow this government to collect hundreds of millions of people's data and to keep it for 40 years without even giving you access to it in order to make corrections. I find that frightening.
It's very frightening. If you know about credit reports, they're filled with errors, and at least you have some chance to correct those errors, and here you would not have a chance. And what's the other one? Very quickly, we need to take a break, Laura.
Very quickly, on the Vets Administration, I have heartbreaking news for those of you who believe that our Vets Administration provides any kind of psychiatric service to speak of to those coming home. They don't. My sister recently threw up her hands as a psychiatrist working in the VA and just gave up. So anything anybody can do to assist legislation to actually provide services, I think they deserve it.
Laura, thanks for informing us. I really appreciate that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You are listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have some slow-moving traffic southbound 99 right there by Fruit Ridge Road. We have got northbound 99 just past Arden Way. There is a two-car crash, and things are slowed down, though, on I-5 and at J Street. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Subliminal mind, the man.
whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to the, all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth. Tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush acknowledges his new strategy in Iraq is a tough sell.
No question, there's a headwind. There's a lot of skepticism in Washington, D.C. There's skepticism about whether or not there's enough troops, or whether we should be putting any troops, and there's skepticism whether the Maliki government will make the tough decisions necessary to succeed.
And he says the handling of Saddam Hussein's execution makes it harder for him to make the case that the Iraqi leadership can be trusted. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has more on the president's interview today.
While warning that sectarian violence in Iraq may spiral out of control, President Bush stopped short of embracing the UN estimate that over 34,000 civilians were killed there in the year just ended.
I hear all kinds of different numbers, but the fact is too many have died as the result of Shias killing Sunnis, Sunnis killing Shias.
Interviewed by Jim Lehrer for the PBS NewsHour, Mr. Bush said his plan to help Iraqi forces end the violence is the best way forward. If the U.S. doesn't step up, he says the violence will get a lot worse. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
The violence got worse today. Bombings and shootings in Baghdad. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick is there.
The attacks at a university and a market, among other places, appeared aimed at Shiites. More than 100 people died. The U.N. said today that more than 34,000 Iraqis died in sectarian violence last year. That's far higher than Iraqi estimates. These latest attacks came as Iraqi and U.S. forces step up security operations, clearing neighborhoods in central Baghdad and to the south to try to rid those areas of insurgents and sectarian militias.
U.S. military losses continue to mount. Four more deaths were confirmed today. Senator Barack Obama made the leap today, and CBS News political correspondent Gloria Borger reports he did it in a way that's designed to appeal to a new generation of voters.
He used a webcast to announce he's likely to run for president.
I've been struck by how hungry we all are for a different kind of politics.
Just 2 years ago, Obama was a novice mounting the national stage, a young Illinois state senator with a great story, the son of a white mother from Kansas and a black father from Kenya, raised in Hawaii with his grandparents, who wound up as the editor of the Harvard Law Review and eventually in the U.S. Senate.
Barack Obama is 45. A 28-year-old woman, the mother of three young children, died last week when she took part in a California radio station's contest for a Nintendo Wii game system. The winner would be the one who drank the most water without going to the bathroom. Jennifer Lee Strange downed nearly 2 gallons and suffered fatal water intoxication. Now the Sacramento Bee newspaper reports 10 employees of the station have been fired, and the Morning Rave radio show has been canceled. Today on Wall Street, another record, the Dow up 26 points to 12,582. The price of oil plunged to $51.21 a barrel. This is CBS News.
HerMatch.com username is DanishBeauty22, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. It's okay to look, whether it's DanishBeauty22 or someone else. We're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
My name is Leslie, and I've been smoke-free for 6.5 months.
Quitting smoking is hard, but millions of people have succeeded.
My name is Brad, and I've been smoke-free for 15 months now.
If you decide to quit smoking, visit Quit Assist, a free resource that links you to a wealth of expert quitting information, including websites, guides, quit lines, and more. It could help you find your own way to success.
My name is Etta, and I have been smoke-free for 4 years.
Quit Assist, a free information resource. Log on at philipmorrisusa.com.
This has only happened once before. KCBS Radio's Rebecca Corral reports a Northern California aquarium has moved a great white shark from captivity to freedom in the Pacific Ocean.
Researchers say they learned a lot from the 6 foot 5 inch male great white shark during the 137 days he swam in their tanks.
We gathered data on how they feed, how they grow in captivity. Can they learn to feed from human beings? How do they interact with scuba divers?
The aquarium's Christina Slager says they'll continue to track his movement in the ocean.
We put a satellite tag on him, and that will pop off in 90 days, and it will tell us where he's been.
The Monterey Bay Aquarium is the only one in the world to successfully keep great whites in captivity for months. Rebecca Corral, CBS News, San Francisco.
Ellen DeGeneres might be the Girl Scouts' best customer. When a 10-year-old Ohio girl emailed asking the comedian to buy some cookies, DeGeneres ordered 1,000 boxes. On her TV talk show today, she got the cookies and gave the girl a check for $3,500. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
We have a substantial progressive listenership. I know we have people in the middle, and I know we have people all over the place. And this is a place where we can discuss all kinds of things. If you are in the 916 area code, it doesn't cost you a penny, and it doesn't cost you a penny if you're not. It's always toll-free to call Enid Live. The number is 349-1320. Write it down. 349-1320. Or 866-626-1320. 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid, at kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320, leftchannel.com. We're live. We're interactive. And you can always, if you're out of town, if you're at work, you know, wherever your radio is not functioning all that well, you can always find us online. And we have all kinds of things that are available to you online as well. What we're talking about, if you have just joined us, we started out by talking about the fact that quality is on the decline, I think, in American life. And there are some canaries in the coal mine. The fact that half the number of independent bookstores have been driven out of business since 1993 nationwide. So what does that say about our reading habits? What does that say about, you know, people will go into the independent bookstore, look at the book, and then go order it online or go to get it at Costco or something. So independent bookstores where there were bastions of eccentricity and great recommendations and books off the beaten path, that isn't so available to us anymore. And the latest casualties look like it might be Black Oak Books in San Francisco, in Berkeley, and they have two bookstores. I mean, one's in the city and one's in Berkeley. So, and I reference that because I've been to see Garrison Keillor in A Prairie Home Companion, and that was quality, first class, and it's done weekly. He just rolls it off like it's effortless, and it is just a wonderful kind of quality that we really don't see very much of. We see it once in a while. And I recommend it to you, a new film, Notes on a Scandal. I'll see almost anything with Judi Dench in it. She is amazing in this film. And it probably won't stay in the theaters long because it's not that kind of a blockbuster appeal kind of film. Beautifully written, fantastically acted. Cate Blanchett is in it. And it is an interesting film. And so was Closer. The same scriptwriter did Closer, which I think lasted in movie theaters for about 5 seconds. Mike Nichols is the director of Closer, and the writing was brilliant. The acting was fantastic. It was really good actors in it, and really well done. So go and get those two. We're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know if we're talking about him in the same sentence as quality. Apparently not. Because in 2003, the Los Angeles Times did an investigation, did a serious probe of Arnold's probing of 17 women who came forward alleging rape, sexual harassment, and so on of Arnold. And now there's somebody new running the editorial pages at the Los Angeles Times, someone who's a card-carrying Republican, and he is agitating for the Constitution to be changed so that Arnold, the very same Arnold who'd been investigated, 17 women coming forward alleging rape and sexual harassment, so that that very same Arnold could be the president of the United States. Arnold says that he backs Dickey in the troop surge in Iraq. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. If you want to comment. And I think Dickey is out there by himself. He is in the bunker alone. And I think that this administration, and here it is, the wrapping paper is amiable. He looks like a John Wayne wannabe. Dickey does. He's, you know, bring him on, dead or alive, all of that, all those cliches that he speaks in. This is a man who got no bump from the speech sending 20,000 more people in. And everybody knows that the benchmarks they've set for the Iraqi government cannot be met. So that government is going to be history. That's a government who couldn't even execute the executions. The execution of Saddam Hussein's half-brother resulted in his decapitation. And apparently when you're dealing with hangings like this, there are drop charts, there are the physics of things, the noose has to be this tight, you can't drop them, but this length, I mean, there's a whole science to it, apparently. Apparently, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Remember when Dickey said, and now it turns out, a little-known provision in a particular bill allows them, the government, to access our financial records, and that's exactly what they've been doing. The military has been doing this. Nobody knew that they were able to do this, and they've been doing it. And Cheney has been going on all the talk shows to defend it. They haven't caught any terrorists this way. What they're doing is terrorizing the public. We don't have any privacy. Forget about it. They're reading our mail. Any civil liberties that we thought we had, we don't. Let's head over to the phones, Robin and Tracy. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you, Enid?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, just a heads up. George isn't, he's not trying to wait out the clock, as you were suggesting earlier. What he's doing is he's going to open up the war. The 20,000 troops that he has sent, if you remember right, he mentioned a, what do you call the missiles, the Patriot Missile Battalion?
I don't recall that, but are you saying that this is a shortcut to Iran? Is that what's going to happen? That they're going to, in other words, this isn't working, so let's double down and go to Iran.
The only use for a Patriot missile is to shoot something out of the air. Iraq has no air force. Therefore, the only air force there is around there would be the Iran Air Force. Okay?
All right. So, what you're saying, Robin, effectively is that Iraq is just a rest stop on the way to Iran, and this is an administration that couldn't do it in Iraq, so it's going to double down and not do it in Iran. That's what you're saying.
They're not trying to double down or whatever. They're just trying to open it up so that all hell's going to break loose. The Third World War is going to be the war against America. And if we don't get a hold of our congressmen and whatnot and get them to repeal Joint Resolution 23 that was passed in October of 2001, authorizing the president to attack any country that he feels is supportive of terrorism, then he's going to do it.
You might be right about that. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What are your thoughts about what our last caller had to say? Is that what you see? That not only is this going to be a handoff to the next administration while they run out the clock, but Iraq is a rest stop on the way to Iran, and these crazy, out-of-control people are just, they're blind with the rage of incompetence, and they couldn't do it in Iraq, the rage of incompetence and impotence, and so they're going to go, boy, they are going to muscle. And here's what they've done by going into Iraq. They have effectively knocked off one of Iran's natural enemies. I mean, we're really screwed with these people. We got to get them out of there. I don't care what it is, an impeachment, deauthorizing their ability to, defunding them. I don't know what it takes, but we got to get them out of the office. Sharon in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Enid. I've got three comments to make. First of all, just a comment based on what the last caller said. The war will go on, and the war is against us. At the same time, they have the war going on around the world. They're little by little taking our rights away because their end goal is to turn our country into a dictatorship.
Well, I'm going to tell you, in some ways we're ripe for it. We don't read books. Book sales are down. Bookstores are closing. We're not reading newspapers. Circulation is down with newspapers. I mean, in every measure, we are the quality is slipping and the dumbness is rising, I think. I think we're more manipulatable.
Exactly. They're getting their backup from the churches, because I recall being in a church many years ago hearing the men in the church say that they needed the only way to take our country back or to get our country more moral, I guess, would be to create a dictatorship in this country. And I really believe that they have got together.
Well, there are some people who believe that we're en route to a kind of fundamentalist theocracy here with all the religion that's been injected into public life. Tell me what your other comment is, because we...
Okay. There's actually two more. One is that, first of all, why wouldn't Schwarzenegger be able to run for president here? I mean, he's even though he's abused all these women and done all this, George Bush tried to rape Karen Hughes in the office.
Wait. Where'd that come from? I never heard that.
Do you remember when George Bush stood in the public and made sure he let everybody know that he was alone watching a football game or something, and he got gouges on his face, and he supposedly got them from the coffee table?
Wait a minute. Where did you get, where is your evidence about Karen Hughes and Dickie getting it on?
Okay. Okay.
She's, first of all, she's about 2 feet taller than he is. She has to scrunch herself up.
Okay. Well, first of all.
I mean, where did you get this? Where's your evidence, Sharon? It's juicy, but where's your evidence?
It's in the media. It's in the media.
Oh, all right. Why don't you send me? I never heard this before, and I'm always looking for every juicy thing I can about Delma.
Okay,
this is the first time I ever heard this story, and I'm going to put it out there if anybody else ever heard it, because the tabs have him having an affair with Condi, and I doubt that that's true either. I think he's too medicated to get it on with anybody, to tell you the truth.
Has access to the video. It's when Bush came into office in the very beginning.
Sharon, you're gonna have to send me some documentation, and I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Has anybody heard the story of Bush climbing up on a stepladder so he could have sex with Karen Hughes? She's about six something. Feet tall. 349-1320. Farshad, you're live with Enid. Hi, Farshad.
Hi, Enid. I wanted to make a comment about a previous caller, not the one just that you just spoke with. And I totally agree with that person that I think Bush is going to move toward Iran. And all the things that I've read actually today about the informal government newspaper of Iran. And for the first time, I've read that they're talking about it, and that this is for the first time, and that the leader of the Islamic Republic have said that if they are threatened in any way and or any shape, they are going to disrupt the oil movement from the Persian Gulf, and they have shut down one of the unmanned flying vehicles that they take pictures and stuff. They shut down one of them today. And it's just getting more and more. And I believe these some of the analysts that I've seen from Iranian side, they are just excellent, excellent.
Farshad, are you Persian?
Yes.
All right, so you are from Iran. My understanding, and from people I know who are Persian, is that there's a great love of America and Americans among ordinary Persians, ordinary citizens of Iran. And what I have read in the reporting is that Iran, for all of its saber-rattling, does want to talk with the U.S., and the U.S. is turning a cold shoulder. Why is that?
Well, there has been a few times. Actually, the last one that Iran initiated something was a few days ago in Saudi Arabia, I think, and it was turned down again. And the reason is that, Iran is a natural ally of the United States, regardless of all the screams that they're making. People are a natural ally. The way of life, the way of thinking, the importance of Iran being there. But for this reason, which I think the only reason would be the Israel that is initiating all these things, because
Israel and Syria have apparently been engaged in some secret talks for quite some time, and they want to get it on together. They want to come together.
Yeah.
And the U.S., which could broker all kinds of stuff and it would be beneficial in that region, is refusing to do it. And why they're refusing to do it, I can't say. I do thank you for the call, Farshad. 349-1320, Frank in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, I just had a quick comment. It was something one of your callers had said before the break. You had said that that there was some talk amongst Democrats to sort of try to disrupt the ability of the president to fund the troop escalation. I think Ted Kennedy was saying that, you know, that he wanted to pass a bill that says that the current level of funding would stay, but any new funding for new troops would have to be sort of run through Congress and likely fail. And I was just sort of wondering, you know, what you thought about sort of that compared to back in like November of 2005 and December of 2005 when we were hearing all those stories about, you know, people who are about a military unit sort of being underfunded. And it sounds like if this happens, then the Democrats are just going to sort of underfund people who the president's going to send to Iraq anyways.
Well, I think that's probably a dilemma, but I don't know. I mean, I think we have to put it out there and see how people respond to it, but that is the underbelly of underfunding, that now Democrats are open to the charge that they've put troops in harm's way and they aren't supporting them. That's exactly one of the issues. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So how can the Democrats use their power of the purse? And Jane Harman has been writing about how this war has been fought completely off the books. It's all been done with supplementals so that the American public has no real idea of what it's costing. It's coming out now. It's an astronomical amount of money, but we don't have any real idea. And now we see one of the things that Dickie said is he was going to go forward in this way. regardless of whether Barney and Laura were the only people supporting him, and that's apparently what has happened. He is now in the bunker, and I want to share with that with you as we continue. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid eastbound I-80 just west of Northgate Boulevard. We have a two-car crash over there slowing things quite dramatically down. Actually, eastbound I-80 at northbound I-5 the same. And Dewey Drive at Madison Avenue, a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's full frontal radio.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet. That is you and me. You and me. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
How's 1,000 free minutes sound?
Wow, are they anytime minutes?
Well, they're anytime minutes.
That's what I said.
You said anytime minutes.
So did you.
I said anytime minutes.
I just thought you said anytime with like a little accent.
Well, that's what I wanted you to think.
Okay, so what are any time minutes?
Well, they're like any time minutes, only the window of time where you can actually use them is very small. It's any, if you will.
How small?
Sundays from 4:11 a.m. to 4:12 a.m.
Wow, that's any weenie.
I love rhymes.
stop counting minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime. And there's no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. A comment that Nancy Pelosi made has made it into the Urban Dictionary. And the phrase that she used was marble ceiling, the marble ceiling. So she is... she's an official geek. Angie, I want to share with you, there's so much news here. Let me begin with one of the things that Dickie said was that he is going to go forward with his plan regardless of if he only has Barney and Laura to support him, and that's where he is now, practically in the bunker. Frank Rich, who I read, the first thing I read in my Sunday New York Times hits the door with a big thud because it weighs about 5,000 pounds. President Bush always had one asset he could fall back on, the self-confidence of a born salesman. Like Harold Hill and the Music Man, he knew how to roll out a new product, however deceptive or useless, with conviction and stagecraft. What the world saw on Wednesday night was a defeated Willie Loman, remember, Death of a Salesman, who looked as broken as his war. His flop sweat was palpable, even if you turn down the sound to deflect despair-inducing phrases like Prime Minister Maliki has pledged and Secretary Rice will leave for the region. Bush seemed to know his product was snake oil, and his White House handlers did too. In the past, they made a fetish of situating their star in telegenic settings, from aircraft carriers to Ellis Islands. Island, or they placed him against Orwellian backdrops, shrieking, plan for victory. But this time, even the audio stuttered, as if solidarity with Baghdad's continuing electricity blackout, and the Oval Office was ditched, lest it summon up memories of all those past presidential sightings of light at the end of the Iraqi tunnel. Mr. Bush was banished to the White House Library, where he has read a few of the books, I can guarantee you, where the backdrop was acres of books to signify the studiousness of his rethinking of, quote, the way forward. I'm not going to be rushed, the president said a month ago when talking about his many policy consultations. He wasn't kidding. His ostentatious deep thinking started after Election Day, once he realized that firing Don Rumsfeld wouldn't be enough to co-opt the Iraq study group. He was thinking so hard that he abandoned his initial plan to announce a strategy before Christmas. The war, however, refused to take a time out for holiday festivities in Crawford. The American death toll in Iraq, which hovered around 2,840 on Election Day, was nearing 3,020 by Wednesday night. And these additional lives were sacrificed to what end? All the reviews and thinking and postponing produced a policy that, as a former top Bush aide summed it up, is nothing more than repackaged, stay the course, dressed up to make it look more palatable. The repackaging was half-hearted, too. Not for nothing did the president use the way forward at least 27 times in December, and it ended up on the cutting room floor. The tossing of new American troops into Baghdad, a ploy that backfired in Operation Together Forward last year, is too transparently the way backward. Victory also achieved short shrift, downsized by the president to the paltry goal of getting, quote, closer to success. You know, we're not winning, but we're not losing. Success just hasn't happened yet. I like that one. In many of our lives, we can console ourselves with that. Well, success just hasn't happened yet. The benchmark, the quote, benchmarks he cited were so vague that they'd be a disgrace to No Child Left Behind. And no wonder. In November, Dickey couldn't even get our devoted ally, the Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, to show up for dinner at their summit in Jordan, let alone induce him to root out Shiite militias. The most muscle the former Mr. Brigham on could muster in Wednesday's speech was this. If, quote, if the Iraqi government does not follow through on its promises, it will lose the support of the American people. Well, Frank Rich writes, since that support vanished long ago, it's hard to imagine an emptier threat or a more naked confession of American impotence. All the more pathetic in a speech rattling sabers against Syria and Iran. Mr. Bush's own support from the American public is not coming back. His, quote, new Iraq policy is also in defiance of Iraqi public opinion, the Joint Chiefs, the Baker-Hamilton grandees, and Mr. Maliki, who 6 weeks ago asked for a lower American profile in Iraq. Which leaves you wondering exactly who still is in the bunker with the president besides the First Lady and Barney. Well, it's a pretty short list, led by John McCain, Joe Lieberman, and neoconservative dead-enders like William Kristol and Frederick Kagan, who congregate at the Weekly Standard and the American Enterprise Institute, the Washington think tank. The one notable new recruit is Rudy Giuliani, who likened that serial monogamous Rudy Giuliani, who likened taming Baghdad to, quote, reducing crime in New York, end quote, without noticing that even after the escalation, there will be fewer American troops patrolling Baghdad than uniformed police officers in insurgency-free New York City. Given that these unelected hawks are some of the great thinkers who promoted the Iraq fiasco in the first place, it's hard to imagine why the White House continues to listen to them. Or maybe not that hard. So, the discrepancy between the policy that Bush is endorsing and the one he actually ordered up crystallizes the cynicism of this entire war. If you really believe, as the president continues to put it, that Iraq is the central front in the decisive ideological struggle of our time, then you should be in favor of having many, many more troops than we have ever had in Iraq. An insurgency expert and former Marine told USA Today that doesn't mean a dribble, as he ridiculed the surge, but a total of 300,000 armed coalition forces over a minimum of 4 years. But that would mean asking Americans for sacrifice, not giving us tax cuts. Mr. Bush had never asked for sacrifice, and he still doesn't. If his words sound like bargain basement Churchill, his actions have been cheaper still. The president's resolutely undermanned war plan indicated from day one that he knew in his heart of hearts that Iraq was not the central front in the war against 9/11. Jihadism had claimed it to be. Only the reckless detour that it actually was. Yet the war's cheerleaders, neocons and otherwise, disingenuously blamed our low troop strength almost exclusively on Rumsfeld. The question now is how to minimize the damage before countless more Americans and Iraqis are slaughtered to serve the president's endgame of passing his defeat on to the next president. The Democrats can have all the hearings they want, but they are unlikely to take draconian action, cutting off the funding, that would make them, rather than Mr. Bush, politically vulnerable to blame for losing Iraq, which we have been talking about here. I have long felt that it will be up to Mr. Bush's own party, his own party, to ring down the curtain on his failed policy after the 2006 midterms. That is more true than ever. The lame duck president, having lost both houses of Congress and at least one war, and Afghanistan still awaits, has nothing left to lose. That is far from true for his own party. So Frank Rich believes that the only way to bring down Dickey is that he says the Democrats can't do it. They'll be too vulnerable if they defund the war. So politically they don't have the wherewithal and the cojones to take that kind of a hit. But the only people he can do it, and I wonder if you agree with this, is Dickey's own party, the Republicans. Even conservatives like Sam Brownback of Kansas and Norm Coleman of Minnesota started backing away from Iraq last week. He talks about it wasn't the Democrats or the press that forced Richard Nixon's abdication in 1974. It was dwindling Republican support. Though he had vowed to fight his way through a Senate trial, Nixon folded once he lost the patriarchal leader of his party's right wing, and that leader was Barry Goldwater, who had been one of Nixon's most loyal and aggressive defenders until he finally realized that he had been lied to once too often. If John McCain won't play the role his Arizona predecessor once did, we must hope that John Warner, or some patriot like him, will, for the good of the country, answer the call of conscience. A dangerous president must be saved from himself so that the American kids he is about to hurl into the hell of Baghdad can be saved along with him. We need to be saved from this dangerous American president. And if there is no other way to do it, then some patriot has to come to the rescue. And if he has no support, Frank Rich's thinking is that it's time for a patriotic intervention. What are your thoughts? Is he right that the Democrats can't bring down Dickey, only the Republicans can, if he doesn't have any support? Now, I don't know how that would play out, because I don't think he cares if he doesn't have support. He's got nothing to lose. He's got nowhere to go, and he's got 2 years to get there. So what is, is Rich right? How is the dwindling Republican support going to play out with somebody who will ignore the fact that he has no support because he's delusional and because he thinks he's right and because he's ingested so much cocaine in his life? Half the country of Peru has gone up his nose, as one of you charmingly put it. The number of functioning brain cells is questionable here. 349-1320. 866-626. 1320. And then, if this isn't enough to be galling, here's what the White House, by the way, the military, and this little known provision, are scrutinizing Americans' financial records. Not those of us who are doing business overseas or have international ties, but just ordinary Americans' financial records. The White House, when we weren't looking, but they're busy. They are very busy bees. The administration is replacing U.S. attorneys throughout the country. How did they get that power? In fact, they replaced, just pulled her out, the U.S. attorney who successfully prosecuted Duke Cunningham, so he's now in the pokey, collecting his pension, which is a scandal. He should not get a penny. Bob Ney should not get a penny. It was an obscure provision in the USA Patriot Improvement and Reauthorization Act, and it didn't take the administration very long to use it. They probably just threw it in there, a landmine that they concocted. The president signed it into law of March of last year. By June, they were already moving to replace unwanted prosecutors. They are putting in political hacks, and Dianne Feinstein, for example, has consistently referred to this provision as little noticed. What is clear is that Feinstein and her colleagues did not expect the provision to be used in this way. And this is why you have to read every single line, every little jot and tittle. And what this administration has been famous for are these really thick bills that are provided to the Congress, the Senate, 10 minutes before they're supposed to be voted on, so nobody has a chance to look to see what they're voting on. I don't think anybody knew what was in the Patriot Act when they voted on it. Seriously. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. So you have got this administration putting political hacks in. And if that's not bad enough, they're examining, they're listening, they're opening our mail. They are listening to our phone calls. They're examining our financial records. They're replacing some really good U.S. attorneys with political hacks. And now, when nobody is looking, these oil leases by energy companies, nobody is scrutinizing them. And somebody who is in charge of this now is under fire. There's millions, billions of dollars that should come to the government. It's not coming because the administration doesn't want to put the squeeze on these big energy companies. And, oh, by the way, if you're a big corporation, they're going to fast-track you through an IRS audit process. And IRS people are screaming left and right. Some are even resigning because the government could be getting much more in revenues, but these big corporations are being fast-tracked through with very, very, very questionable deductions. What are your thoughts about this evil, evil evil administration. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Marcia in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Hi. As regards to what you were saying about the Democrats not having the political will or whatever, my feeling is that, you know, we voted for them. They now have control of Congress. They need to do something. You know, otherwise, why vote for them? What's the point?
I'm with you. I'm with you. They've just got to step up to the plate, and people have to pressure them to do it. Just like the fundamentalist base pressured the Republicans into pretending to be right-wing, whether they were or they weren't, I think we have got to pressure the people that we voted in. We have to pressure the Democrats. We have to pressure everybody so that they hear us and then they know we're unhappy and that they need to step up to the plate. Give them a push. Send them some Viagra to stiffen their spines.
Absolutely. You know, it's not that hard to find their phone numbers or their emails. It's not that hard to call them and let them know how you feel. And, in fact, I've already started doing that. So, I think you may be right, but I don't want to count on the Republicans to do the right thing because they haven't done the right thing for the last 6 years. So,
you think a patriot, is there somebody in the grand old party like a John Warner who would step up to the plate? I don't know how they would. I don't think this administration, they are so determined that they're right. I don't think even the lack of the Republican support would have any effect. I think they're so delusional, they're going to tough it out no matter what.
I think you're right. I mean, George Bush has showed over and over and over again that he doesn't care what anybody thinks and that he's going to do whatever he wants to do. In fact, I think he thrives on opposition. I think, you know, that just brings out this little boy or messed up brain mentality of his that, you know, that if somebody tells him he can't do something, then, you know, by God, he's going to go do it anyway.
Well, there was a story that came out from some of his childhood playmates that when he was losing in something, he'd change the rules or we'd play twice as long or, you know, it's like when you flip a coin and you don't get the answer you want. You say, all right, three more flips, that kind of thing. That's him. Marcia, I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Slow-moving traffic and usual over there at Southbound 99 right by Fruit Ridge Road. Southbound 99 just north of 12th has a hit and run, no injuries. And Dewey Drive at Madison Avenue, we have a two-car crash. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, the only channel left.
I'm News 10's Christine. Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone-chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpot start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed!
We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Nothing pumps me up more than when fans tell me I love the game.
Number 23,
this is Kevin Martin from the Sacramento Kings. Metro PCS loves the Kings, and I'm a fan of Metro PCS.
For just $45 a month, I can talk and text all I want, and there's no contract. If you live, work, and play in Northern California, get permission to speak freely with Metro PCS. Tell them Kevin sent you.
Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance coverage in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that.
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
About gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Live, local, and left is Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
My way. I can't do nothing, nothing wrong.
.548 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. I just got this email. We're talking about all kinds of things to do with the war, the incompetence of this administration. Dickie's in the bunker by himself. There's only Barney and Laura. And the point Frank Rich was making in his piece in the Sunday's Times is that the Republicans need to withdraw support from this administration for this administration to go bye-bye, but I don't even think that would work because I think this administration has dug its heels in so strongly that it really doesn't care what anybody thinks. They think they're right and that they're on the side of God. So let me share with you an email that I got from one of you. And it was another, it's another way of looking at what's been going on in Iraq. Early this year, the Bush administration is to ask Congress to approve an additional $100 billion for the onerous task of making life intolerable for the Iraqis. This will bring the total spent on the White House's current obsession with war to almost $500 billion. Enough to have given every U.S. citizen. Now, put it, listen to these terms, because this has been a war, as Jane Harmon put it, fought off the books with supplementals. This is enough to have given every U.S. citizen $1,600 each. I wonder which the voters would have gone for if given the choice. Shall we give every American $1,600, A, or B? Should we spend the money on bombing a country in the Middle East that doesn't even use lavatory paper? This is the Guardian. This has appeared in the UK publication newspaper, The Guardian. Of course, there's another thing that George Bush could have done with the money. He could have given every Iraqi $18,700. That's what every that's how much we've spent on the war. I imagine that would have reduced the threat of international terrorism somewhat. Call me old-fashioned, but I can't help thinking that giving someone almost $20,000 brings them around to your side more quickly than bombing the hell out of them. That certainly would buy a lot of lavatory paper. In 2002, the House Budget Committee with the Congressional Budget Office both guesstimated the cost of invading Iraq at approximately $50 billion. So the fact that it's cost $500 billion seems kind of wide of the mark. What's more, with over a half a million dead, it means that the world's greatest military superpower has spent $1 million for every Iraqi killed. We have spent $1 million for every Iraqi killed. Can that be value for our money? 349-1320. And one of you just sent me this. We've been talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and so I have to throw this in. Penny writes me this. I have to tell you that it is offensive to be stereotyped because I voted for Arnold in the last election. Arnold is supporting Dickey in the surge, by the way. Arnold was investigated by the LA Times for alleged rape and sexual harassment. 17 women came forward. So if 17 came forward, imagine how many didn't come forward. So she says, she finds it offensive to be stereotyped, she says, because I voted for Arnold in the last election. I'm educated, read newspapers daily, news magazines, internet news sites. I voted for Arnold for the following reason. Number one, he stood up to the prison guard, CCPOA, and not sold out to them. Number two, he snubbed Bush more than once when he visited California in the last 3 years. Yes, because it was politically expedient to do that. Number three, Angelides ran a terrible campaign, and I didn't have any faith in him standing up to the prison guards. My spouse has been in correction for many years. CCPOA and some other unions have way too much power. I'm sick of every governor selling out to them. I'm an advocate for sentence reform. We have had many propositions on the ballots that lengthen the amount of time inmates can be incarcerated. People vote for those without any thought to how it's going to be funded. The need to wake up and realize that every dollar into corrections is a dollar out of education or social services. It's that simple. I want a balanced budget. And then P.S., everything else coming from Arnold is just talk to me. So this is why she voted for Arnold. You want to comment on that? Are these sound reasons in your view? I mean, I can understand her thinking, but I think he's... CCPOA was her issue, and she didn't like the campaign that Phil Angelides ran. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Slow-moving traffic on our way home tonight is southbound Cap City Freeway just north of eastbound 50. Southbound 99 just south of Sutterville Road. We have a two-car crash over there. And westbound 50. Now, southbound 99, just the 12th, there's a two-car crash slowing things down on that side as well. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for, the world-famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was? It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world.
This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that.
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Seven on the Lucky Tuesday edition.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
This is a government that's still got some maturation to do.
President Bush, interviewed for the PBS NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, said the Iraqi government fumbled the execution of Saddam Hussein, making it harder for Americans to believe that the new strategy in Iraq has a chance. Today's events in Baghdad didn't provide any encouragement. CBS News chief foreign correspondent Lara Logan reports scores of students died in bombings at a university campus.
As accustomed as Iraqis have become to bloodshed, today's heartless attacks specifically targeting the young and innocent shocked people across the capital. At least 65 lives lost in the carnage as students heading home after class were blown up when two huge bombs exploded, one after the other.
Prime Minister Maliki, a Shiite, blames the attack on Sunni followers of Saddam Hussein. Two aides of Hussein were executed yesterday. Senator Barack Obama made his big announcement today.
I'll be filing papers today to create a presidential exploratory committee.
CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has more.
In a message to supporters posted on his website, Obama, a first-term senator from Illinois, said a year ago he never expected to find himself in this position, but says traveling around the country he has been struck by a hunger for a new kind of politics, and so is going to actively and formally consider running for president. And with an already crowded field of potential nominees, he won't take long to do it. He says he'll announce a decision in just 3.5 weeks on February 10th. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Michael Devlin, the Missouri man found with two missing boys in his apartment, will be arraigned Thursday on a kidnapping charge. Authorities say other charges are pending. Don Ownby, whose son Ben had been gone 4 days, says they're trying to keep life on an even keel.
It's still nowhere near normal, but, you know, we've tried to do some family things, watching a movie, playing some cards, you know, talking his aunts and uncles coming to see him, and just getting reacquainted with his family again after this.
There was no comment today from the family of Sean Hornbeck, who'd been missing more than 4 years, and still no indication why neither boy ever tried to get away. Millions are still without power in the wake of the winter storm that swept across the country, and the weather-related death toll is up to 50. CBS News correspondent Kelly Kobiea is in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Trees are still caked with ice, and even when they start to thaw under a little bit of sun, they start bending, they break again, and they can tear down a line. So you have power crews who are in here trying to restore power. They want to get people back up, but they also face this conundrum of, you know, fixing a line and then 5 minutes later having it go down again, or maybe half a day later having it go down again.
The cold forced Texas Governor Rick Perry to move his inauguration indoors today. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is asking for federal disaster aid because of freeze damage to his state's citrus crop. That's almost certain to mean higher prices in the produce section. The Dow up 26 points. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Is orange juice part of your morning routine? I switched to Welch's 100% grape juice because it has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. And you may have heard a diet naturally rich in antioxidants is good for you. Not only does drinking Welch's 100% grape juice help promote a healthy heart, but emerging research suggests it may help to protect memory and brain health as well. And it's nice to know Welch's is made from Concord grapes grown right here in America by Welch's farmer owners. So drink Welch's 100% grape juice for an unmistakably delicious way to add antioxidants to your diet. This is Charles Osgood. See you on the Osgood File.
Why settle for another pre-made combo meal when right now you can get a Subway Fresh Value Meal at a great price? A delicious sub with chips and a drink. The Subway Fresh Value Meal. What a deal. Subway restaurants, where freshness meets value. Subway. Eat fresh.
Offer good on regular 6-inch sub bag of chips and 21-ounce drink. Subway's registered trademark of Doctors Associates, Inc.
You might be a good driver, but when you buy car insurance, your rates can be high because of a problem with your credit score. Should the company be required to tell you? The Supreme Court heard arguments on that question today. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports.
37 years ago, Congress required insurance companies to notify you when your rates are raised because of your credit score. The way Safeco and Geico see it, that doesn't apply when credit reports are used to set rates for new customers. A lower court disagreed with that stance and found the companies were willfully violating the law. The companies say that ruling could cost them billions. They want the Supreme Court to overturn it.
Wearing stiletto heels and a tight black dress, supermodel Naomi Campbell appeared in a New York City courtroom today, pleading guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge for hitting her maid with a cell phone. She was furious that a pair of her jeans was missing. Campbell will pay the maid's medical expenses, do 5 days of community service, and attend anger management class. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Talk to Enid now. 349-1320.
Minutes after six. No kidding, we're not going to live forever. And I would like this administration to be out of here in 5 seconds. We've been talking about what's going on, whether or not Iraq is a way station to Iran. We've been talking about the governor. And now I want to add some more to the conversation. We've been a lot of places today. And let me add this, because I think it's an interesting statistic. Oh, and when did you hear the newscast when they said, dressed in stiletto heels in a tight black dress? I thought, oh, Dick Cheney. His other life, his drag name is, I don't know what, Ricarda. Oh, I forgot to give you the numbers. It is this vibrant conversation that we are engaged in. There was a San Francisco opera director who was very gay and had a drag name, and of course was very formal when he was conducting, but I guess very informal when he was not the president, not Michael Tilson Thomas, but somebody else. Okay, here are the numbers. It doesn't cost you anything to participate in the conversation. We encourage you to do it because the conversation is better for more of you joining the conversation. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Email me, enid@kctc.com, and we are live. We are interactive. You can listen to us online. We stream live. 1320leftchannel.com. 1320leftchannel.com. I want to add to the conversation this very interesting statistic, and that is that, and your goddess here, I have, in the interest of full disclosure, has never been married. Now, it could happen. Lightning could strike. I came close to it a couple of times, several times. I was actually engaged before I fled from fear and trepidation. And I don't think that marriage would have lasted anyway. But there is this new statistic for the first time, I think, in anybody's memory. 51% of women are now living without a spouse. Some of them are widowed. Some of their husbands are in the military or incarcerated. Others are AWOL for one reason or another. Some are divorced. Some have just decided they're not going to do it. It's, what did that famous feminist, I forget her name, said, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle seat? Do you remember? Do you remember that quote? It was always such a, what does this mean? And maybe we can appreciate each other more when we are not so dependent on each other? Or is it that if we're not dependent on each other, we're not going to live with each other? Who needs the aggravation? My mother always said after my father died, that was one time was enough. That was it. She didn't want to be some old man's nurse. 349-1320. And you do know the definition of an alpha male, of people of a certain age. It's the guy who can still drive at night. So, you know, whenever there's a male around, because they don't live as long as women. We don't know why exactly. We can theorize. And there are always a lot of women around, and they're bringing these men casseroles and other delights. But I think a lot of women in their 20s and in their 30s are taking longer to get married, and a lot of people think that maybe marriage is not the way around which to organize their lives. And for, you know, many, 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 many decades in this country, that was just what you did, whether you wanted to, whether you didn't, whether you were gay, whether you were straight. If you were gay and you didn't want to come to terms with it, then you got married and had children and pretended that you weren't gay until it finally burst out of you and your spouse caught you doing things that you didn't want your spouse to know you were doing, and on and on. And so social life was sort of fixed around marriages and families and so on. So who wants to get married now are people who are gay, and who don't want to get married now are a lot of other people, and probably including people who are gay. But here it is. For what experts say is probably the first time more American women are living without a husband than with one. In 2005, 51% of women said they were living without a spouse, up from 35% in 1950 and 49% in 2000. So it was only 35% in 1950. And we had names for those women who were living without a spouse. What do we call them? Spinsters? Has anyone used the term spinster lately? Oh, you'll see it. If you see the film Notes on a Scandal, that is a wonderful film. It will be here for 2 seconds because I don't know that there's going to be a big audience for it, but it is brilliant. It is beautifully acted. Judi Dench is worth seeing in just about anything. And Cate Blanchett, just too terrific. It's just really an intriguing film. See it. See it while it's here. But in any event, what were the words used if you were single? Spinster? Old maid? What were some of the other ones? Does anybody remember? 349-1320, because nobody uses those words anymore. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. Several factors are driving the statistical shift. At one end of the age spectrum, women are marrying later or living with unmarried partners more often and for longer periods. And it's, although this is counterintuitive, the more you live with someone, the less likely you are to marry them, apparently. At the other end, women are living longer as widows and after a divorce are more likely than men to delay remarriage, sometimes delighting in their newfound freedom. Now, if men aren't married, they don't live as long. Marriage somehow enhances their longevity. And I don't think that the same is true for women. Well, because, you know, women become the beasts of burden in some of these relationships. And if they can unload their handler, they can live to be 1,000. Yes, I'm planning to, which I'm planning to do. I am planning to, my motto, I have two mottos, which I'm sure I've shared with you. One is, A, why make your beneficiaries happy? And B, I'm outliving my enemies. So, 349-1320. In addition, marriage rates among black women remain low. Only about 30% of black women are living with a spouse. This is according to the Census Bureau, compared with about 49% of Hispanic women, 55% of non-Hispanic white women, and more than 60% of Asian women. So Asian women are more likely to be living with a spouse than almost anybody, and black women are least likely to be living with a spouse than anybody, and the rest of us are somewhere in the middle. In a relatively small number of cases, the living arrangement is temporary because the husbands are working out of town. They've moved and left no forwarding address. They're in the military, or some of them are institutionalized. But while most women eventually marry, the larger trend is unmistakable. We are, you know, maybe we won't have kids anymore. I don't know. Well, we probably will still have kids. But this is yet another sign of the inexorable signs that there is no going back to a world where we can assume that marriage is the main institution that organizes people's lives. Now, if you have never married, if you're presently single, if you are married, and you wondered why you did, or you're married and it's really working for, you know, it's an individual thing. For some people, it will work. And sometimes you have to be married a few times to different people before you get it right, before you find the right person and it clicks and this is the relationship of your life and this is a terrific relationship. But the first 3 or 4 marriages weren't so hot. On the other hand, not everybody is cut out for it. And I think you have to have a particular temperament to be married or find somebody with the right temperament. I don't think, you know, we're not all fungible. We're not all interchangeable. But for some people aren't too picky. So any you know, an ambulatory set of giblets will work. But, hey, but here we are. We're trending toward a situation where most women are not married. They're not with, they are spouseless. For better or worse, women are less dependent on men or the institution of marriage. Well, Gloria Steinem, if Flo Kennedy said that a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle seat, then I think it was Gloria Steinem who said women have become the men they wanted to marry. So maybe women, you know, they're getting great jobs. They're graduating from college in greater number than men are. Never mind that they're still stuck at making only 70-some percent of what men make. Their grades are better. They're graduating from school. They're stepping up to the plate the way we wish many men would. So women are not relying on, not dependent on men or the institution of marriage. And younger women understand this better and are preparing to live longer parts of their lives alone or with non-married partners. For many older boomer and senior women, the institution of marriage did not hold the promise they might have hoped for growing up in an Ozzy and Harriet era. Here's a 32-year-old musician and model, a woman who lives in Manhattan. She says, a lot of my friends are divorced or single or living alone. I know a lot of people in their 30s who have roommates. Now, if you're in a small town where everything revolves around couples, it doesn't matter how hip you are, nobody's going to ask you to do anything on the weekends. I mean it. They are all with each other, and you're just an odd shoe. You are an odd duck on the weekends. But on the other hand, if you have lots of friends who are single, it doesn't matter because you have lots of things to do. And I don't know if that's going to happen much in a small town. But your goddess can speak to this. I had lots of friends in Denver who were single, and it just didn't matter. But when I went back to the land that time forgot, where everybody is coupled up, your goddess was sort of in a social isolation tank on the weekends. It doesn't matter how witty your goddess might be, or how clever a conversation, or how much fun, or how knowledgeable about this, that, the other. Nobody really cared very much. It was all couples, and if you weren't partnered up, forget about it. So, men who will remarry more quickly than women after a divorce, and both are increasingly likely to cohabit rather than to marry after a divorce. Oprah was recently interviewed, and Oprah's in the soup, by the way, for another matter, but I'll get to that in a second. Oprah was recently interviewed about why she wasn't marrying Stedman, her boyfriend of many decades. And she says, we're soulmates, but we know we have different lives, and we're spiritually attuned to each other, words to that effect, but we're not getting married. Well, one reason maybe they're not getting married is financial. If they're not going to have children, why will they do this? She is a billionaire, and he is not. Stedman Graham is not a billionaire. So for financial reasons, it would complicate things tremendously. And if you're not going to have children, is there any real reason to get married? Well, here's the thing. If you really adore each other's company, that would be the reason to get married. And I very frequently, you know, I think I probably never met the right person yet, even though a few times I thought I had. But then after I came to my senses, I realized that love and liking somebody, being in love and liking somebody are not necessarily synonymous. But there were times when your goddess would ask herself, why do people couple up? I mean, it is, sometimes I really don't get that. But people who are in great, 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 great relationships, I think I probably can understand that, even if intellectually. I like my own company a lot, and or I'm comfortable in it anyway. And I like to be able to go and do, and I don't have to count to anybody. And all the things that you would, that you seek in somebody else, kind of ideological way, all the things that you think are the minimum requirements, people are pretty slow to fork it over anyhow. So you might as well just cut out the middleman and enjoy life on your own terms, because fundamentally it doesn't matter how many friends you have. It doesn't matter how many experiences you have in life. It doesn't matter how many relationships you have. I don't know how many marriages, whether you're married, you're with somebody, you're not with somebody. Fundamentally, you have to be comfortable in your own skin. And there are lots of ways to get to that nirvana. But I think that's really what it comes down to. And for some people, they are way more comfortable in just in a good relationship. And other people stay married in a horrible relationship. Researchers a few years ago surveyed couples who had been married 50 years or longer, and they wanted to know what was the secret of success of those marriages. And what they found out was a lot of the people who were married 50 years or longer hated each other's guts, but the idea of staying married was more important than the idea of personal happiness. So for the first time, 51% of women are now living without a spouse. What does that tell us? And what, if you were looking, well, you know, read the tea leaves. What's going to happen to the society with 51% of women now living without a spouse? Living on their own, living with roommates, but not hooked up with anybody. How does that, is that a good thing? Does that mean that women are stronger? They're not so dependent? So we have more vibrancy in that respect if fewer relationships? Is that what that means? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Now remember, I asked you in the beginning, what does it mean that bookstores, independent bookstores, half of them nationwide have closed since 1993? What does that mean about the society? And are these connected somehow, these two phenomena? Are they connected with each other? 349-1320. Marjorie in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi, Enid. You know, I'm thinking about how things have changed, and I can think of back in the 50s and idiot movies like June Allison looking all gaga up at these screen husbands of hers. You
know. Yeah, and did we know that years later she was going to do ads for Depends? I'm sure there's a connection.
Anyway, I think that we've become smarter than that, and I think, too, that the reason a lot of men remarry faster is because, let's face it, they have a cook, they have a homemaker, they have somebody they have sex, they have whatever they want, it's on their terms, and they're looking for a built-in mate, a lot of these guys, I'm saying, a lot of them. So I think that women, you know, it's nice to be comfortable in your own skin, as you say, whether or not you have somebody around.
Well, it doesn't, you know, you can be the loneliest when you are with somebody or in a crowd. You can be, that is more lonely at times than if you were by yourself and isolated, because you have, I think you have probably too many expectations. It's always good to drop those expectations, the Buddhists would say. But you have so many expectations and people don't always come through.
And you don't have to expect this from people if you're okay with yourself.
That's true, and you have a lot of freedom. I mean, you know, there's an upside, there's a downside. It's a trade-off. If I were to ask you, what is it, Auger, what does it mean that 51% of women are now living without a spouse? You're saying that it means they're stronger, more independent, more able to make a living and make their way on their own?
Yes, and they can be with somebody if they want to be. And, you know, some of us are married forever, and that's okay, but sometimes it's not okay.
That's true. Well, Marjorie, I thank you very much for the perspective. 349-1320. If you are, if you've been multi-married, if you are single, I would love to hear from you on this. What are your thoughts about 51% of women are now living without a spouse in the house? And I think a lot of women were not thrilled to marry who they married. But they didn't have. There was a time when women, really weren't in the workforce. The doors, many doors were closed to them. Certain doors were open. The pink collar, you know, they could be teachers, they could be nurses, they could be secretaries. There were certain jobs that women could do. They could work in certain factories and so on. But a lot of jobs were not open to women. I remember listening to Ellen. I'll think of her name. She has a Ellen Goodman. She has a Pulitzer Prize. When she got out of school, she said when she graduated from college, she could not, she couldn't get a job at like Time Magazine as a reporter. She could be a researcher, but she could never be a reporter. And they would always ask you, she said, are you planning to get pregnant? Because they didn't want to hire you. They want to train you if you were just going to leave and have a family. So now we're in a situation where 51% of women are now living without a spouse. And here's one woman saying, a lot of my friends are divorced or single or living alone. I know a lot of people in their 30s who have roommates. And somebody else saying, a guy asked me to marry him, and I said no. I told him, I'm just beginning to fly again. I'm just beginning to be me. Don't take that away. And she said that after being married for 34 years and just recently divorced. So your thoughts about that. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And if you are in the state of Michigan, and you commit adultery, it could mean Michigan's second highest court. Anyone involved in an extramarital fling can be prosecuted for first-degree criminal sexual conduct, a felony punishable by up to life in prison. So let's look at cost-to-benefit ratio for a second. We're talking earlier about cell phones, and what if they're not as safe as we think they are? And the jury is still out on that. I know you don't want to believe me. I just got an email from one of you. Wait a minute. This is from David, and David says, hello, Enid. I was struck by the similarity of what you said about the science not being in on the effects of electromagnetic radiation to what the Republicans used to defend their stance on global warming. If science had been studying the effects of EMR for 35 years and no conclusive evidence has come to light showing its ill effects, then I feel perfectly comfortable using my cell phone. Yes, but you're incorrect. There have been some research that has come to light, and you can cook your brain, actually, using a cell phone. But let's assume that there's some truth to what I'm saying. We hope that there's always some truth to what I'm saying. Think about the cost-to-benefit ratio. Yakking with your friends on the phone, is it worth a brain tumor? Is it? I mean, just ask yourself this question. Nobody, everybody wants to think of their little telefonino, as they say in Italy, as a benign cell, mobile accoutrement. You know, you just stuff it in your pocket and you go and you can be in touch with the universe. It's a way of not being here now, by the way, because nobody is where they are. They're always on the phone to somebody else, way out of their immediate environment. So in any event, here is a cost to benefit ratio that if you got caught in Michigan philandering, cheating on your beloved, whom you're maybe not married to because 51% of women are now living without a spouse, guess what? You could be prosecuted for first degree criminal sexual conduct, a felony punishable by up to life in prison. Would it be worth it? But you know, it's not a fair question. It's like committing a crime because in the moment of passion, you're not thinking about the cost to benefit ratio. And anyway, you figure they're not going to prosecute you. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. See, I asked the question and then I answered it. 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
All righty then. So thank you, dear whoever, okay, that I am not married. Because, I mean, that's pretty tough. That is a tough situation, Enid Goldstein,
to be married.
I mean, to maybe...
Well, how do we know? We haven't been married, so we don't know.
You know what?
You haven't been married, and I haven't been married.
You know what? You are exactly right. Thank you. Every now and again, yeah.
Lauren hasn't been married either.
And she better not for a little while. I'll have to smack her around a little bit. Anyway, Southbound I-5 just south of Garden. Southbound 65 and eastbound 50 just west of Point View Drive. We do have accidents slowing things down. Otherwise, Enid Live will continue. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Internet. It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
How's 1,000 free minutes sound?
Wow, are they anytime minutes?
Well, they're anytime minutes.
That's what I said.
You said anytime minutes.
So did you.
I said anytime minutes.
I just thought you said anytime with like a little accent.
Well, that's what I wanted you to think.
Okay, so what are any time minutes?
Well, they're like any time minutes, only the window of time where you can actually use them is very small. It's any, if you will.
How small?
Sundays from 4:11 a.m. to 4:12 a.m.
Wow, that's any weenie.
I love rhymes.
Stop counting minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime. And there's no contract.
call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. MetroPCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
On the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. And we're talking about a number of things. We're talking about the war. We're talking about the president, that only the Republicans can get him out. But I think nothing can get him out if he has no support from the Republicans. We're talking about the fact that 51%, for the first time, 51% of women are now living without a spouse. We're talking about the worries around cell phones and the radiation that's emitted, and the cell phone manufacturers don't like you to know that. 349-1320, Dee and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dee.
Hi. I absolutely believe that cell phones hurt the body, because when I started using a cell phone in, I think it was 99, as soon as I started talking on it, my ear would hurt. And I had a deep burning sensation down inside. I can't even explain where it was, sort of back where the tonsil would be and down the ear tube, the canal.
So do you still now use a cell phone, or do you not use one?
No, I have to for my business. I do real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like you're on call 24/7, but
can you get can you get the kind where you that you don't have to hold it up to your ear? You can use some sort of some device that minimizes.
Well, I use the wire going to the ear. I won't use the BlackBerry because, or whatever that is, where you put it on the ear, wireless one, because I feel like that's still getting you some radiation. But the gist of what happened to me is that I went to the doctor because I kept having these earaches, and he said that the canal seemed like it was small. And I said, well, it's never been small before. I've never had any problem. What's going on? So they started doing some scans and stuff, and ended up having a 3-inch tumor removed from my thyroid gland on that side.
Well, you don't know if they're connected or they're not.
I don't, but I feel like they are because of the pain that I would have after talking on the phone. It just seemed too coincidental, because then when I went to the doctor, I got a second opinion, and the doctor asked me where I got such a high dose of radiation.
He did?
And I was stunned.
Oh, my God. I don't like to use cell phones because I get a kind of similar response.
Yeah.
It feels very weird to me. I mean, certainly they're good for an emergency. They're good if you're on the road. There are a lot of reasons to have it, but I would minimize the usage. But nobody wants to listen to me, and you don't want to live near the cell phone tower. You just don't want to live near one. And from some of the information, it isn't only your cell phone that infects you. It apparently covers some distance. I don't know what distance. There was a piece in the Chronicle over the weekend that the radiation, they're saying that the radiation is not confined to your cell phone. It goes everywhere, and everyone is being affected, whether they know it or they don't. And what's troubling is little kids, you know, a lot of parents feel confident having their children connected to cell phones, but it really is not good for their development to be so because it's radiation that's emerging from the cell phone. And, you know, kids will, you know, be on the phone talking forever to their friends.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know how they can do it without feeling something, you know. I mean, my body is pretty sensitive to things, and I definitely have pain right after I've used the phone if I hold it directly onto my ear. And I had heard somewhere, and maybe somebody can research on the internet, that there had been tests and it had been proven that there was a problem and that they were hiding it.
There's a lot of European research. Some of it suggests that there are issues. Others of the research are inconclusive, but there's enough going on so that you have the impression that there's an issue here.
Right.
And that there isn't much research, I don't think, going on in this country. Mostly it's in Europe, and also
sure.
in Scandinavia. And some of the conclusions have not been wonderful. So I think the jury's still out. There's certainly a convenience. I think what the providers had in mind is every man, woman, and child in America have a cell phone. I think the cost to benefit is not worth it. I mean, it's good in some instances, but in general, I can wait to return the call. It's not that important. But Dee, I thank you very much. Are you feeling okay now?
I am. I definitely limit my use of the cell phone, and I very rarely hold it up to my ear.
Well, we thank you for calling, and we're glad that you're feeling better. 349-1320-866-626-1320. As we continue, the Scooter Libby trial is underway with jury selection going on. And I have to tell you that what it's looking like more and more is that Scooter Libby has been trying to protect Dick Cheney. And that Patrick Fitzgerald, the special prosecutor here, doesn't believe, you know, the line that came out of Watergate is it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. And I think prosecutors believe that Scooter Libby has been lying about what he knew. This has to do with leaking Valerie Plame's identity as an undercover CIA agent. When her husband, Joseph Wilson, Ambassador Wilson, we've had him on this show, and when he wrote an op-ed after he tried to various ways convince the administration that Iraq was not trying to buy uranium or yellow cake in Africa, in Niger. The administration blew him off, and he winds up writing an op-ed piece in the New York Times that gets a lot of attention. And Dick Cheney is so mad that when prosecutors are asking, how many times a day did you talk about this every day? Did Dick Cheney talk about this every day to Scooter Libby? Yes. Multiple times every day? Yes. So it looks like Cheney was obsessed, and it sounds like Cheney leaked the information, and Scooter Libby is taking the fall for it. So whether the prosecutors are going to be able to prove that at trial is going to be very interesting, but Dick Cheney is scheduled to testify, and I think nobody has any memory ever of a vice president being called to testify in a trial. More as we continue on that issue. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Very lucky. I mean, absolutely. Well, there's some traffic problems that we've got, but seriously, no fatalities today. We do have a hit and run southbound 99 just north of 12th, and it looks like northbound Cap City Freeway just south of 8th Street. Otherwise, I think things are moving along as they should be at 6:38. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The people had spoken.
It's radio in the left zone. Left zone.
You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Hi, Steve.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate. It's a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpot start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever Jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever Jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Nothing pumps me up more than when fans tell me I love the team.
Number 23, Kevin Martin.
This is Kevin Martin from the Sacramento Kings. Metro PCS loves the Kings, and I'm a fan of Metro PCS. For just $45 a month, I can talk and text all I want, and there's no contract. If you live, work, and play in Northern California, get permission to speak freely with Metro PCS. Tell them Kevin sent you.
Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance coverage in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Champion.
You are sitting on a coal mine, working in a shop. Are we rolling around in a ghost town, waiting on a record to drop? And you're all scared. Well, you should get up for a while, and I'm begging you to do it again.
6:43 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. I guess I shouldn't discourage so much cell phone use, should I? Otherwise, we won't have any callers, because many of you are incarcerated in your cars when you call Enid Live. And but be careful. You know, just use it for important things like calls to Enid Live or to call the tow truck or something. You know, forget about frying your brains. It's usually not worth it. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Fidel Castro reportedly in grave condition. Tom Tancredo, who I refer to as Tom Tancretan, anything to do with illegal immigration, is talking about a White House campaign, which I don't think is going to go anywhere. Barack Obama is going to be filing papers for the presidency. Al Gore has not yet decided what he wants to do. The bad news is that the cold snap has destroyed most of California's crop. And before the break, we were talking about the perjury trial set to begin for Scooter Libby. Murray Wass is really interesting. He's a really interesting reporter, and he's got the scoop here. He is a tough reporter, and he's old-fashioned shoe leather kind of reporter. But from the very earliest stages of this case, federal investigators have theorized, and this is the case in which the identity of Valerie Plame as an undercover CIA agent was leaked in order to get back at her husband, Joseph Wilson, for writing the op-ed piece that said that Iraq was not trying to buy uranium in Niger. Now, remember, that was sold to the American public. We were going to turn into a mushroom cloud, and that's why we had to go to war right away. Not yesterday. You know, yesterday we had to go to war. Cheney is scheduled to be a defense witness in the Scooter Libby trial, and for which the jury selection is underway. Regarding this, a spokesperson for the vice president said, "We have cooperated fully in this matter and will continue to do so in fairness to the parties involved." Both Cheney and Libby have repeatedly denied, both publicly and to federal investigators, that Cheney ever encouraged Libby specifically to leak information to the press about Plame. But it seems like the prosecutors do not believe them. Patrick Fitzgerald and prosecutors have maintained that Libby devised an elaborate cover story, even though he must have known that contemporaneous records and the testimony of others was very likely to show that he was lying. In other words, Libby is protecting Cheney. Libby, I think, was Cheney's chief of staff. Libby is an attorney. Libby's a close friend of Judith Miller's from the New York Times. They expected that the journalists would not reveal their sources, and so Libby thought he could go scot-free, and he's not going scot-free here. He's potentially looking at some jail time. Now, but whether Patrick Fitzgerald and the special prosecutors can prove that he was covering up and protecting Dick Cheney, where we think the real information came from, is going to be another matter entirely. Federal investigators have theorized that one of the driving forces behind Libby's actions was to protect Cheney or other superiors. This is according to attorneys who have been involved in the CIA leak probe. The extraordinary amount of time and energy that Cheney personally devoted to the issue of Valerie Plame or her husband being dispatched to Africa, as well as his intensity of emotion regarding it, is underscored by this exchange between a federal prosecutor and Scooter Libby when Libby testified before the grand jury. "Was it a topic that was discussed on a daily basis?" the federal prosecutor asked. "Yes, sir," answered Libby. "And," the prosecutor asked, "it was discussed on multiple occasions each day, in fact?" "Yes, sir," answers Libby. "And during that time, did the vice president indicate that he was upset that this article was out there, which falsely, in his view, attacked his own credibility?" "Yes, sir," replies Libby. "And do you recall what it is that the vice president said?" "I recall," said Libby, "that he was very keen to get the truth out. He wanted to get all the facts out about what he, Cheney, had or hadn't done, when the facts were or were not. He was very keen on that and said it repeatedly, let's get everything out." So it looks like Cheney really is the one who's leaking all this information, and it looks like Libby is protecting him. And for all we know, Cheney is contributing to Libby's defense fund. He's gone around to say what a great guy he is, one of the most honest people he knows, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How do you think it's going to come out? If you were looking into the tea leaves, do you think that Patrick Fitzgerald and his team of special prosecutors is going to be able to make the case to the jury's satisfaction that Libby lied? So that means Libby goes to the pokey. And I don't know whether it goes beyond Libby lied to Cheney is the one who is the leaker. I don't know if it goes that far. We think that Libby is protecting Cheney. And the New York Times today is saying the situation of Libby, who once worked at the highest reaches of government power in Washington and now faces the possibility of a long jail sentence, is a vivid example of what has become a contemporary capital cliche. It is not the crime, but the cover-up. The trial, expected to last at least a month, may serve as a stage for such intriguing issues as how the administration dealt with critics before going to war in Iraq, the changed relationship between journalists and senior government officials, and the always vexing question about the wisdom of using an independent prosecutor to investigate crimes in an administration. So let me just say something here. This is an administration that if you criticized it, it went after you in the worst ways. If you're the public, the administration trying to protect, this is an administration that wants to read your mail, listen to your listen to your phone calls. It wants to scrutinize your financial records. It wants complete transparency. It wants to be able to know everything that you are thinking, but it tells you nothing that it is thinking. It won't tell you even who are in meetings to advise on energy policy. It doesn't want you to know anything. And they and this administration has not really reeled in any real terrorists. If anything, this administration, in its incompetence, in its incognizance, an evil administration, trying to replace federal prosecutors with hatchet people and political hacks, I mean, in every way, you know, fast-tracking IRS audits so that big corporations don't pay their fair share. I mean, this is oil leases where billions of dollars aren't being paid in because the administration doesn't want to put it to large corporations. 349-1320 Frank in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Enid, how are you today?
I am good, thank you.
Good. Hey, listen, here's my comment. This is what makes my blood boil about this whole thing, is that it really doesn't matter with this trial, because the minute he gets convicted of anything, he'll get a pardon. I mean, that's the way I feel about it, and it makes me feel...
Do you think, though, that a lot of information is going to come out that will be revealing in the course of this trial?
That's...
Huh?
Cheney will just lie. He won't say anything.
Cheney will lie, but I wonder if prosecutors have independent corroboration.
Well, maybe they do, but I bet you. See, here's the thing that also, you know, burns me up about Cheney. He could care less. If you catch him at something, he probably just says, I don't care. You know, I'm in this for the safety of the American people, blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't matter what you think.
Well, you know, when he is going on around the talk shows defending the fact that in a very little-known, hitherto little-known provision that allows the military to start accessing, Pentagon to start accessing your financial records, I just wonder if that isn't payback for some of their critics, rather than to be scrutinizing the records of quote, terrorists.
Yeah, where does it end? Where does it end?
That's right.
It's really sad. And the funny thing is every bit of this is all stemming from this, I mean, I wouldn't say a phony war on terror. I would say a concocted one.
It's a manufactured, a ginned up war on terror.
Yeah, and you there?
I am.
Okay, sorry. You know what's amazing is that everything they do, if we really were making some sort of progress with all of this, I probably think the American people would be like a little bit more for it. But it seems like what they're really, the byproduct of everything is just worse and worse threat of danger.
Oh, absolutely. This is an administration that has made life far more dangerous for Americans in every level. Frank, I thank you for the call. We're going to leave it there. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
That's right. And all of you people on South M99, get off your cell phones. Gosh dang it, I just know that that's what's going on. I know because you know what? Unfortunately, I use my cell phone on occasion over there. South 99, just north of 12th Avenue, there's a two-car crash. North on Cap City Freeway, just south of H Street. And it looks like we have got a two-car crash over there. Maybe injuries involved. Emergency vehicles are at Westbound 50 at Stockton Boulevard. Enid Live will continue at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
According to Enid, set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
I'm the change bandit. Now give me all your change.
No, silly. Not like that.
Not like that?
No, just tell them how they can help by collecting the spare change from their friends, family, classmates, and co-workers. And donate it to the UC Davis Children's Hospital. All from our good friends at the Sacramento Credit Union.
They can? And all they have to do is register online at sacradiothon.com or ask their Sacramento Credit Union representative for more info? Well, why didn't you say so?
I just did, silly.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of the stereo? The subliminal mind, America.
whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to the, all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world.
This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Convicted, so he probably is not going to be sitting in the pokey for all the years that his sentence would have normally extended. And whether or not they can go after Cheney for lying, I don't know. I really don't know. But